and we'll share with you everything we know from our expertise in organizing, be it life, home, or business, to us motivating and empowering you to go after your dreams and goals.
We are known as the Dynamic Duo, and we can rescue you from your organizing challenges. We want to encourage you to get real with your life and regain control.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon.
It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
Our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Living my life. Whew, as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. School board meeting was still going on at almost 10:30 when I left. We're going to be talking about that this morning. Madness. Madness. Oh, Lord, we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. But before we get to that, I want to, there's a story that I can I get a witness out here, please? And I need some help this morning. I'm a little road weary from all of the information, all of the data, all of the stuff that is out here. I'm a little road weary, so I'm going to need a witness to help me through today's journey. I'm going to need a witness or two. Because, you know, when you get tired like this, when you get a little road weary, sometimes I think it's like clarity. We see, we feel, when you get a little, you get your eye, I don't know, there's some kind of clarity that comes. I'm looking at the story that came out of the Knight Rider newspapers. Guantanamo Bay Navy Base in Cuba. I don't know if all of you remember or know or heard the news story that there were three detainees at Guantanamo Bay Navy Base in Cuba. Three detainees that hung themselves to death. That's a horrible thing. That's a horrible, awful thing. Where must they have been psychologically to do such a thing? And we as members of the human race should give pause to that particularly, and I have to underscore this because I'm feeling a little road weary today, and I have to take a step back to things that observations and understandings that we've had in the past, observations we have made, understandings we have had. And it's not too long ago that there was an administration that rode into the White House, kicking, cutting, stealing, cheating, everything, you know. Dropping turd blossoms all along the way. We had an administration that smugly looked into our face and said, you know what? We are holier than thou. That's what they said. We are holier than thou. Don't try to tell us that you think you're holier than thou. Yes, we do. That's what this administration said. Yes, we do. All right. You're going to buy the shoes? You're going to steal the shoes? Let's see if they fit you. You said you were moral. You said that you were closer to God. You were, people voted for you because you had a special relationship with God. You were a Christian, a sinner Christian. and had lifted yourself up, thrown away your booze bottle, grabbed a hold of your body, grabbed a hold of your Bible, and you were healed. Right? Okay. Good Christian, love thy neighbor as thyself. Can I get an amen? So we have this administration pridefully insisting that they are holier than us, than thou. So help me, ladies and gentlemen of the church. Help me. How does an administration that is holier than thou, that loves thy neighbor as I love thyself, how does this such administration be part of and not condemn a statement coming out of their State Department that called the suicide victims at Guantanamo Bay Navy Base in Cuba. They called the suicides a good PR move to draw attention. You can't get any colder. You can't get any uglier. You can't get any more disconnected from the human experience than that. So, what is the United States saying to the world? We don't even flinch when y'all die. We don't even look at it twice when y'all die. We are so convinced of your wickedness. They're saying this to Muslim people. We're so convinced of your wickedness. We ain't going to bust a grape and give it half a thought. We're not going to do that because we don't care. We don't care that the world is calling on you to close down this Abu Ghraib. We don't care. We don't feel it. Because we are so disconnected from the human experience. Lives are so expendable to us. Some humans have no weight in our consciousness as another human being with a family, with people that love them, with lives. Now, it would be one thing if this administration was saying, this person is this, he trying to harm this, we caught him in the act of this. No, this administration, brothers and sisters, members of the choir, ushers, this administration looks at every single thing as an opportunity. And maybe this is it, y'all. Maybe God is showing us, you know, what is that song out from Color Purple? The movie, not the play. God is trying to tell you something. Maybe God is trying to tell us something. With a statement like that from the George Bush's State Department, that the suicides were a good PR move to draw attention. Maybe there was a little hating in that statement. Maybe the State Department, because it values so life, it has such disconnect with human life, that it's, you know what it said, it looks at everything like an opportunity to persuade. Maybe they were hating anything. Why didn't we think of that? Are they jealous of the camera time that these three swinging dead bodies got? And they hating on them for that? Are they that disconnected from the human experience? The answer is yes. You look into the eyes of Donald Rumsfeld. You look into the eyes of Dick Cheney. You look into the soulless eyes of these men. And it is not too difficult to imagine. No, it's not too difficult to suggest that they look at everything as an opportunity to make you think a certain way about their stuff. Now, if you're not into the looking into the souls of people, I get you. I get you. Then I just ask you to listen to and look at the cold-hearted things that they do and draw their own conclusions. The cold-hearted things that this administration and these people do. This administration does, these people do. It's a horrible thing. Just like that story I was telling you about yesterday with the bitty baby, 5-year-old baby, that's his mama is dying in front of him. And he remembers what his mama and daddy taught him. Call 911. When you're in trouble, baby, they'll help. Be a good boy. Call 911. Mama falls down in front of him. Heart attack. He doesn't know the name of it, but he just knows he needs to call for help. Calls 911. Operator tells him to stop playing and get off the phone. 3 hours later, the baby tries it again. Operator tells him, get off the phone, and she sends some police to put him in jail. Now, those two operators have been arrested. They've been charged with the crime, and they should go to trial. But know that those operators were operating in an atmosphere, a work atmosphere, that said to them, everything about the people that ran that 911 department said, you know what? That's how you treat people. When children call, you don't believe anything that they say. It came from the top. So I submit to you, brothers and sisters of the church, can I get an amen? That the State Department official who came out to the press and opened up their mouth and said that three swinging dead bodies at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba, and the person that said it was a PR stunt, oh yeah, he or she was operating based upon the atmosphere and the understanding that was handed down by the top. They're laughing about it. They think it's funny. And they don't give a turd blossom about those men and the reason they chose the most desperate of life. Pro-life. Don't give a dang about life. Whew. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. Oh yeah, we have stuff to talk about. We gotta take a break.
Turn on your television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
'Cause every day will come. And love.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the FBI. Southbound 270 at McKelvey and Dorset, there's a vehicle on fire. Westbound 44 at Route W, there's construction going on. Left lane's closed. Northbound 270 at 44 is on the move this hour. Eastbound 44 from Bowles 270 looks good. Northbound 55 from Richardson 270 is on the move. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge 270 looks good. Westbound 270 at 367 all the way into 170 looks good. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall all the way to 79. Look for some delays there due to construction. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Paving operations right lane is closed and traffic slows near 4th Street. And then eastbound, look for also paving operations with two right lanes closed. Everything else looks good rolling into downtown, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the FBI. Contribute to the nation's security, to your own sense of service and honor. Join today's FBI as a special agent, a linguist, or a professional staff role. Visit FBIjobs.gov. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, high near 90. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Currently, we have 63 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 63 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger. Defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Huzz. Join me Thursday nights after the 7 o'clock news right here on Radio 920 as we circle the bases. Join my roundtable guests and myself as we talk about what's happening in the world of sports, baseball, football, basketball, hockey. Yeah, we'll even talk a little NASCAR, and yeah, we'll even talk a little poker. We'll circle the bases. That's what the show is all about. 7:05 Thursday night right here on Radio 920.
Hi, I'm Pat Cook. At Holiday World and Splash and Safari, we love to knock on wood. We have world-class family rides at Holiday World, including three of the best wooden roller coasters, the Raven, the Legend, and new this year, the Void. One of the longest, tallest, fastest wooden coasters in the world. Would you believe once again we've been voted as the cleanest and friendliest park in the world? It's true. Splash and Safari is the number two rated water park in the world, featuring two wave pools, two action rivers, and some of the largest water slides on the planet. With two parks for one price, there's never been a greater value for your family than Holiday World and Splash and Safari. We provide free, unlimited soft drinks, free parking, even free sunscreen. And for smaller crowd sizes, visit us during the months of May or June. Take a voyage to Holiday World and knock on wood. You won't be bored.
For a free Indiana Play Pack coupon book, visit enjoyindiana.com. The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Hey,
show number, baby. 454-0400 is my, that's mine, that's mine. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Andre.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, I've been thinking about this thing at Guantanamo ever since I first heard about it. And you ask if Cheney and company really hold that kind of worldview. I would say only on days his name in the letter Y.
There you go.
But I don't know. As a black person living in this country and knowing the kind of history we have with the police, with every aspect of this society, I just don't believe. Now, I could be wrong. I wasn't there. But I don't believe they committed suicide. And even if they did tie those sheets or clothes or whatever it was around their necks and step off of the stool or bed or whatever it was, that don't mean they did it. What's to say that somebody wasn't standing there with a gun and aimed at them? I don't believe it. And the whole thing, it just didn't even smell right to me from the beginning. There's just something wrong about it all. I just don't buy it.
Well, I think that it's like, you know, our parents said to us, has said to at least mine, okay, I'll speak for my parents. You know, if you lie and continue to lie, then people will not believe anything that you say. Everything that you say will become suspect.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an administration that has lied and continues to lie. So it is not unreasonable to be suspect about anything that comes out of their mouth. So I understand where you're coming from.
They could tell me the house is burning down until I see the flame myself.
I think I would have to be in the room with the flame.
Yeah.
And feel the heat.
Yeah.
You know, before I believed it.
I don't believe it.
Yeah,
I don't believe anything from these people. Mm-hmm. And it was a man that, I think he was a general who made that remark,
okay,
actually demonizing them.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they do this to us? That
mm-hmm.
was his attitude.
Mm-hmm. How dare they kill us before we have a chance to kill them?
Yeah.
We were cheated out of, our bloodlust.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really comes down
mm-hmm.
to. It's like the person whom, and there have been cases of it, who actually did jump off of a bridge, who actually did kill themselves to avoid the lynch mob.
Mm-hmm. And then the crowd goes insane.
And after they were dead, they got the body and still tore it apart.
That's what I mean.
And so, you know, these folks better hope there ain't no such thing as divine get back. Because they are putting a whole bunch of booty whippings in the wheel call.
Oh, well, I think that they can hope all they want to. But there is.
This you can't. My grandfather told me, and his father told him before that, if you start out wrong, you got to end up wrong. You can't start out wrong and come out right.
Mm.
And nothing about this situation has been right, not from the beginning.
Thanks for your call.
And people are just now beginning to wake up, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been wrong.
And here,
I have never supported any of it.
And here's the thing. Anybody that is just now waking up to it, and people that are sincerely waking up to it, and people that sincerely believed in it, I think that the people that sincerely believed in it, not a bloodlust believed in it, but a belief that things were happening as they should be at Guantanamo, they trusted this administration.
Yeah, they do.
They trusted this administration, and now, just like anything, when you finally get it, you know, people that are right come out and say, you know what, I can't trust you anymore, and I don't believe that you're up to any good. It takes some people longer to let go of that. You and I walked into this. I know that I know a turd blossom when I smell it.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free long distance is 1-877-920. Please don't forget that we're streamed every day at WGNU.net. The show is archived every day at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Get to me. Ron.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Two things. First comment on that Guantanamo, you can see that people that were allied with the United States are now giving them condemnation over this. But but I called because this report that I saw in the news concerning Claire McCaskill and Jim Talent and what happened allegedly on Claire's website, I mean blog, some blogger left something that was disparaging about Talent. And my question to you is...
I don't know the story, so tell it to me.
Okay, on the news, they reported there's trouble between Talent and McCaskill. Allegedly, someone on Claire McCaskill's, she has a site, blogger, got on there and said some disparaging things, like they ought to do something, like Cheney did to Talent and some other things that were.
Do you remember what the things were?
It was just some nasty comments. But Mike,
Before we get any further, because this is just a lawyer in me, so bear with me. Did you read the nasty comments, or did they say that the comments were nasty?
They reported them. This was on the news last night and on this morning.
So they specifically said what the comments were?
Yes, they did.
Okay,
yes,
and the one comment that you remember is the comment about someone said that they should do to him what Cheney did to his friend.
Yeah, they should, like, Cheney-size him or something like that.
Okay.
Of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, why did it have to be someone from McCaskill's camp that went to that blog site and did it? Couldn't it have been someone that was pro-Talent that did this? But the media has jumped on it.
Well, wait a minute. What has Claire's camp said?
Well, Claire came out and she just said that pretty much that she didn't deny it or anything. I guess she's waiting to see what happens. And there's supposed to be an investigation to see who did it. So Claire was saying that she doesn't play into that. She just made a statement that she doesn't go along with that statement.
But you know, what would somebody in Talent's camp have said?
The people from Talent's camp haven't said.
No. What would if the? I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. If the roles had been reversed. Okay, what do you think that somebody from Talent's camp would have said?
They would have said, oh, there go those right-wingers again. That's what they do.
You mean they would have said, go those left-wingers again?
You're right. Right.
Okay,
yes,
exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Because they're right-wingers.
Yes, right. That's right. You're supposed to be on the offense or the defense? I don't know which one. I'm not a sports person. But, you know, you need to come out swinging. I know that. I know what that means. You need to come out swinging. You don't retreat and say, we're going to take an investigation. I don't know who put that there. I don't know. I don't know if they put it there. I don't know if some. And I know that none of my people put it there. So how do we know if this is not something that they have done? Blah 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 blah.
Right. This sounds like the fingerprints of someone like Karl Rove or someone tied in with Rove. This sounds like something that they would do to me.
It smells like a turd blossom to you.
Right.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me, Mildred.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine. You know what? I really believe we ought to leave God's name out of this decadent mess down here. Because God has already said in His Word that He will turn away from a generation where He cannot reach. And He has not reached America yet. I don't care how they say, God bless America. If you call yourself in repentance, I'm sorry. Praying, unless you have repented, God doesn't even hear that prayer. Forget it. And I listen to all these days of prayer coming up. But let me say this. This is an evil administration, as evil as I have ever seen. And they have nerve to call other leaders evil. It's just too bad. Somebody cannot come forth and stage a coup on this whole mess before 2008. We don't need this junk in the White House. I saw Rumsfeld, all of them sitting around the table yesterday, I'm sure celebrating Rove's getting off the hook. Then Bush runs over there to Iraq, celebrating Rove's getting off the hook. They're all into our face, Liz. They're no good. It's an evil generation, and I believe God has turned away from us. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Mildred. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Ooh, Lord, we have much to talk about. I wanna be
begin to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Port-au-Prince. The government of Haiti has seated a new cabinet to replace the interim government that has been in place for about 2 years. The 18 members are made up from 6 political parties, and the swearing-in ceremonies this week were the final steps in the transfer of power. The cabinet is to be led by Prime Minister Jacques-Edouard Alexis, who served as Prime Minister for 2 years during President René Préval's term from 1996 to 2001. Alexis is believed to have enough political muscle to get things done in Parliament, where no party holds a majority. And Dateline Los Angeles. A report in the Los Angeles Times indicates that a Texas oil executive complained to Karl Rove about a new EPA rule that took effect this week requiring groundwater located near oil drilling sites to be kept clean. The Bush administration then interceded and added fine print that loosened the standards. Texas oilman and Republican activist Ernest Angelo wrote the correspondence to Rove, complaining that such a bill was causing many of his cronies in the oil business to begin doubting why they should vote for Republicans when they come out with that stupid type of legislation. Rove wrote him back a letter saying there was a keen awareness within the administration of his concerns. Angelo is the former mayor of Midland, Texas, where President Bush ran his oil firm. He's also a hunting partner of Rove's. The Clinton administration at first proposed requiring special EPA permits for construction sites under 5 acres as a way to prevent groundwater pollution. The oil industry has lobbied against it from the very start, saying the rule hinders business development. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else? You're going to get a washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, a stove. Come on, you're going to go down to Sears.
And Union and Natural Bridge, that's right, Sears. They have everything that you need for the weekend. And Father's Day is coming up. I know you need something wonderful for your daddy. Get on down to Sears. My name is Liz Brown. And when you get there, tell him I told you to.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day and learn how to do the right thing.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's nothing more exhilarating than finding that one person in the world that totally gets you.
She gets me. Nobody really has ever gotten me before.
She's loving me for me.
Being seen and loved for who I am is incredible.
At eHarmony, we know that great relationships begin with broad-based compatibility. That's why we match you based on the 29 dimensions of compatibility, proven to create deeper, more meaningful relationships.
You get to see inside of the person before you see the person.
It's that science that kind of gives you that insurance that the person you're meeting is actually somebody that you could get along with.
Our relationship has just gotten better and better as time has gone on.
We fit like a puzzle.
Get matched based on who you really are. Visit eHarmony and get your compatibility profile, a $50 value, yours free when you log on to eHarmony.com.
Today. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
There have been times that I thought I could last. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wow. right. A change gonna come. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And let's get some of it done. I was at the school board meeting last night, almost to 11 o'clock. And it's almost, there's amazing stuff we're going to be talking about in the next hour. It's like, follow the bouncing, missing, growing deficit. 1 week the deficit was 1 million. The next week the deficit was 4 million. The next week the deficit is 7 million. It's astounding. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about hustle and flow by the unions. Oh, they want to keep Sodexo. They love them some Sodexo. They love them some Sodexo. We're talking about that. and we've got a lot to talk about what happened at the school board meeting last night. We need to almost have like a 7-hour show to talk about all the stuff. My name is Liz Brown. You don't want to miss that next hour, coming up in the next hour. Ooh. And before we get to that, speaking of budgets, the House approves another $66 billion for war. Want to know why your gas prices are up? Or even if you say that there's no connection between this budget and gas prices. Okay. You say there's none. Want to know why you can't pay your gas? Because of this budget. All of the cuts in services. All of the quality of life issues. $66 billion. Another for two wars. And I want to throw this at you before we come to the end of this hour. I'm sure a lot of you heard the story about, and mind you, this smells like a turd blossom to me. We have George Bush sneaking into Baghdad. That was a testosterone-driven act, trying to show the world that he a man, sneaking into Baghdad, Karl Rove getting off scot-free, and the win in California, the not-so-serious defeat in California. Huh. They're feeling full of themselves. They're feeling full of themselves. So the story that you're hearing about the FEMA and all of that, about the report that came out about all of the people that they say took advantage of FEMA, you know what that is? That smells like a turd blossom too. Turd blossom-ish. Why? Because I guarantee you that the weak mind, politically illiterate, ditto cokeheads out here are going to grab a hold of that. They're going to grab a hold of the individuals that are unnamed in this. This is another. If this is not circa 1980, I don't know. 1980. I was born in 1980. If this ain't circa 1980, then I was born in 1980. This is a welfare mother with a Cadillac story, if I ever heard one. And they're going to use this. We had people paying for divorce lawyers with FEMA money. We had people paying for New Orleans Saints football. That's a football team, right, Howard? New Orleans Saints, okay. Football tickets with that money. They're going to use this as a welfare mama buying a Cadillac and not beat up on FEMA, but beat up on these unnamed. This is. Remember the photographs that came out of Katrina? Black people walking through water up to their chests with bags floating behind them. They were called looters. White people walking through the same nasty water with bags floating behind them were called survivors. And what's my proof of this? The article on the internet that talked about the people taking advantage of FEMA money, so they say. There was a picture of a man holding a credit card. Remember the credit cards that went out to people? Guess what color that man was? Guess what color he was? He was black. He was black. This is red meat for the red state. Raw red meat for the red state. I assure you that these people have that this is called Rove. This has the stink of a turd blossom. And these people will be jumping on this for a good little minute or two, to distract people away from how awful their lives are and to get up off the back of George W. Bush. Red meat for the red state. All kinds of distractions. Don't have to talk about how high your gas prices are. I'm still mad about that. How about you? How about you? You still mad whenever you see $3, or are you used to it now? Y'all better feel the world that you're in. Because if FEMA gave everybody in New Orleans a $2,000 credit card that does not begin to compare with how you've been ripped off with this war. If they gave everybody a $2,000 credit card, the ripoff with this war and the concentrated wealth that was given to the FOGs, Friends of George, should make you want to lose your mind. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. St. Louis Public Schools, watch. You don't want to miss this. You got to see this or got to hear this. Madness. Madness. Stay with us.
Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. They told the government they lost their homes in Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. They lied. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey explains.
The destructive power of Hurricane Katrina created thousands of victims.
A significant amount of damage.
No power.
Total annihilation.
The storm also created plenty of con artists. The government says $1.4 billion in emergency funds went to people who had no emergency at all, but paid for things like a two-month stay in a Hawaiian hotel, porn videos, a divorce lawyer. Payments were even made to prison inmates. The report says 16% of emergency hurricane funds went to phony claims. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
President Bush meets with congressional leaders today. He's just returned from a surprise trip to Iraq. White House Counselor Dan Bartlett says it was something the president wanted to do for a while.
President Bush wanted to go to Iraq as soon as this cabinet had been completely filled so he could see firsthand and talk personally with members of this new unity government.
And if the president wanted to curry favor with Americans, it might have worked.
President Bush returns from Iraq this morning in high spirits. For someone whose approval ratings were at the lowest of his presidency, he's had a week of much-needed victories. The polls show a slight bump up on his handling of Iraq and how Americans view the situation there. The question is, will it stick?
ABC's Sonia Crawford in Washington. A day after the visit, however, a radical cleric staged a major protest. Iraqi authorities also launched a huge security crackdown in Baghdad. It's now Tropical Depression, Alberto. The system should be out to sea by tomorrow, but until then...
The rains continue. There still is a tornado threat that will continue today, and we expect Alberto to lose tropical characteristics later today.
Specialist James Franklin with the National Hurricane Center. Depending on your parents to fund your retirement, the AARP says don't. It says most people won't inherit enough to keep them living in the style they are accustomed. This is ABC News.
To add some prestige to the pursuit of driving pleasure, the Michelin Man is attempting to establish a master's degree program in driver's ed. Visit MichelinMan.com to learn why the uncompromising performance of Michelin MX Series Touring Tires is the ultimate study aid for those seeking to graduate to a higher level of driving. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-800-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit AFLACSB.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Entertainer Jerry Lewis is in a Las Vegas hospital. He had a minor heart attack over the weekend. He's also suffering from pneumonia. His doctors expect him to make a full recovery. Are video games too violent and profane? A House subcommittee hears about it today.
This is the sound of Naughty America, a new game whose designers say is for adults only. But nothing more than a click here to enter screen stops children from seeing characters engaging in sex acts. Naughty America is an online dating game in which players hook up on screen with partners all over the globe. The makers say the game is password protected for adults only, but critics say the protections are all too easy for tech-savvy kids to get around. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
More trouble for the popular website MySpace.com. Police in Tacoma, Washington say two teenagers are under arrest. They taped fights and then posted them on the site. One of the teens waved a shotgun after one of the fights. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
This WGNU news update is brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-Ins. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, a man wanted for questioning in a Metro East murder is still on the loose after several tense hours on the Hill in St. Louis. Police went to a home on Sublet yesterday afternoon looking for a man wanted in connection with the murder of Christopher Olson of Portage des Sioux. Olson's body was found in rural Edwardsville Monday morning. Officers fired gas into the home on the Hill before going in and finding that the wanted man was not there. And meanwhile, the Major Case Squad says some information about a car belonging to that murdered Portage des Sioux man is wrong. Investigators originally reported that Christopher Olson's dark blue 1989 Cadillac Fleetwood had Missouri license plates 313XNH. They've since learned that that license plate number is not correct. In other news, a suspect is in custody in the murder of a Warren County woman. Kenneth Wayne Beck was charged yesterday with first-degree murder in the death of his girlfriend, 33-year-old Stacy Huff. Huff had been found strangled to death with an electrical cord at the couple's Warrenton home in the 100 block of Dory Sunday. The Major Case Squad reports the two had an argument before the murder. And finally, in Hazelwood, charges are pending against a suspect in an alleged rape at a North County restaurant. The rape allegedly took place Sunday night at the Village China Walk in Hazelwood. Police say the suspect is from Mexico and was recently hired as a dishwasher. The suspect's in custody, but his name has not been released. And that's a report of WGNU News, brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic, it's not just good, it's Sonic good. I'm Peyton Colston, reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Gateway Clean Air Program. Westbound 370 at St. Louis Mills and Discovery Bridge. Look for a right lane closed due to construction. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Paving operations have the right lane closed. Traffic is slowing back to the 64 merge. Eastbound 40, look for Poplar Street Bridge to be closed, or having paving operations. Right lane is also closed there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank, look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is slow. Westbound East Bridge is flowing well, but there's slight delays coming into downtown. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge, look for very heavy volume going on there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Gateway Clean Air Program. The Gateway Clean Air Program, educating motorists on the benefits of following the manufacturer's suggested maintenance schedules. GatewayCleanAir.com for more info. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, partly cloudy, high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 63 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 63 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. Peter Downs will join her. St. Louis Schools Watch is up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black,
white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I am here with Peter Downs. I'm Liz Brown. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Whew, what time did you get home last night?
About 11 o'clock.
About 11 o'clock, my goodness.
Yeah, an early meeting last night.
Early meeting last night. Got home before 1 o'clock. There are so many things that I want to talk about. This amazing report from Steve Carroll.
Okay.
I want to talk about that. I want to get to that. I want to make sure that we cover that. This open letter to the people of St. Louis from Peter Downs and Donna Jones. This report from, or this document from Local 420. And then, Lord, we just have to talk about the agenda and everything that happened on the agenda. So let's start with, let's just start at the beginning and try to work our way through this as best we can, Peter.
All right.
Because we only have an hour to get this mm-hmm. done. We started with elections at the board.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to us about who won and who was appointed. We voted for president, or y'all voted for president, and for vice president.
And secretary.
And secretary. How did that
three positions.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica O'Brien was reelected president unanimously.
Who was the other nominee for the president?
There were no other nominees.
And who nominated Veronica?
Bob Archibald.
Bob Archibald.
Nominated
yeah.
Veronica,
okay.
Just like he did 3 months ago.
Okay.
And then Bill Purdy seconded the nomination.
Uh-huh.
And then it was approved by acclamation.
Okay. So then the next vote was interesting because it was for vice president of the board. Who was the vice president before yesterday?
Ron Jackson was vice president.
And was this a voice vote?
No, it's a paper ballot.
Secret ballot.
Well, actually, it's not secret because we sign our ballots.
Okay. Okay, so how did the vote on, or who were the nominees for that vote?
Ron Jackson was nominated by Bob Archibald.
Okay.
And Bill Purdy was nominated by Donna Jones.
Okay.
And so the election was held, and Bill Purdy won.
Okay. Do we know how the votes, who voted for who?
No, the actual vote total was not announced.
Okay.
It's just the winner was announced.
Okay. Secretary.
Secretary was Flint Fowler was nominated by Bill Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was by, no one else was nominated, so that was made by acclamation.
Okay, so we have a change. The major, because Flint Fowler was the secretary before.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So there's one change, and that's the vice president.
And that's the vice president. So then something very interesting happened, and it kind of like repeated itself throughout the evening. Inexplicably, Veronica O'Brien kind of admonished the whole crowd. Right after we did that, she said what we were going to be doing with you, because we're headed up to the public comments. And she told the crowd exactly, we're not going to let anybody go beyond the 3 minutes that we have. And there was this major admonishment, like children, from Veronica O'Brien. And then we got to the public comment thing. And I thought that the public comment thing was interesting. There were a couple of, like maybe three people I want to talk about. Mary Armstrong, as apparently always, is the first person to speak at the public comment.
Right.
And she began her discussion with the discussion about trust. Trust is a two-way street. What were the teachers talking about there?
Basically, the teachers are talking about that the union should be included in plans of the district. The district is going to do something such as send out a bunch of notices telling people that their positions are terminated and they have to reapply. That instead of just the district going out and doing that, there should be discussion with the union first on the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. They wanted respect and inclusion.
Respect and inclusion
were the
yes.
two words that she used. And, you know, Peter, and this is just me, okay, and I'm not even asking for you to agree or disagree with me, but my observation of this is that it doesn't appear when you come to a meeting where you've held an informational picket line where there was a vote of non-confidence in this, a 600-member vote of non-confidence of the superintendent, it seems to me that strategically and visually and even emotionally that when you come to the when you get to the opportunity to speak to these people in front of the public, to their face, that you would have something other to say than you all need to let us come along and be part of this. It seems to me that there should have been a stronger, more forceful position taken by or articulated by, theatrically put together by the teachers a union. That to ask for respect and inclusion as opposed to clear, why didn't they say that at Styx Elementary School there's 72 kids in a classroom? Why didn't they say that? Why didn't they point out thing after thing after thing of the problems that this superintendent, or decisions that this superintendent has made, and the problems that it had, that the district is suffering as a result of? Instead, we hear, respect us, include us. We have a 5-point plan, zero tolerance, smaller class size, target quality development, blah, 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 blah. I just didn't feel what I thought should have been a far more aggressive and impassioned condemnation of what it was going on in the school district. We didn't hear a condemnation, at least from my perspective.
I don't think we did. We had, you mentioned the 5-point plan, which is not a bad plan.
But it seems like they're begging. They're
well, that's just it. The issue is, that's what I'm getting from what you're saying. You could have come, you had this big demonstration, you had this picket, you had to vote no confidence. You could come in and say, look, this is what we need. Point one, bam, zero tolerance. Point two, smaller class size.
Yeah.
You know, when are you going to, we're going to be out here until we get there.
Yeah.
But instead of a more pleading or begging approach.
A begging, and you won the election. I mean, you got the people in. You're in the driver's seat, and you come to this administration that has been up yours, and you got to include us, okay? You know, so that was mystifying to me from a teachers union that is in the driver's seat. But they act like, you know, they're snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. You know, so let's talk about, I want to get to Rudy Smith.
All right.
I want to get to Rudy Smith. And I don't and Peter, do you think that the audience really knew what Rudy Smith was there for? Do you think that they understood that Rudy Smith was begging the district to keep the jobs for Sodexo? Do you think that they understood that? At the end they did.
Yeah, he took a long time to get to that point.
Yes, he did.
And he really never explicitly stated that point, I think, because some of it he's saying, you know, if the district brings it in-house, will you give us a contract? We have this raise in the Sodexo contract. Will we get that raise? Kind of thing. Which are issues that could be worked out one way or another,
mm-hmm.
right?
But they did.
But I want to start off with the introduction Rudy Smith gave, mm-hmm. and he said who was there with him.
And did you hear who he included in that? That wasn't part
yes,
of their team.
Yes, because after the meeting, he included Joanne Williams from the
yes,
conference.
Yes, he did.
And after the meeting, Joanne Williams came up to the stage to talk to board members to say that that's not true, that she was not part of that. The Carpenters is not on board with that. The Carpenters want to come back into the district.
And to me that just and Rudy is not a business agent, he's just an organizer. So he was as up there as an organizer with the other unions, the electricians, and that's Vince Shamel's. Isn't there a connection with Vince Shamel?
Steve Shamel. He's a cousin.
Right, and they want to keep the Sodexo contract, which goes back to what we've always talked about, that there were some deals cut when Vince Shamel was on the board. People got deals as a result of his position on the board. The electricians union is very happy with staying with Sodexo.
Well, just a couple things about it. When you get the unions that weren't mentioned, you know,
mm-hmm.
SEIU,
mm-hmm.
which is probably 70% of the people with Sodexo mm-hmm. as the custodians. The carpenters, which are the largest group of tradespeople, of skilled trades in the maintenance, and the operating engineers, you know, all want to come back in the district. The unions.
Uh-huh.
The unions that talked to the pipe fitters, That's Rudy Smith, the electricians, the painters. I heard from several of the tradesmen that they had mass meetings of all the maintenance workers.
Mm-hmm.
And they voted unanimously that they want to come back in the district.
Mm-hmm.
So the representation that Rudy Smith gave, that he was speaking for his members who are working for Sodexo,
mm-hmm.
is questionable at best.
And intentionally misleading. Intentionally misleading from the perspective of, I'm sitting next to Joanne Williams, okay? I'm sitting next to her, and we had already talked prior to Rudy coming up there because she was number 22 on the line to speak. And I said, well, we're not going to be able to speak at number 22. And she told me why she was there, that they want to come back in-house and that the other union, that those particular unions, Rudy Smith and all, wanted to stay with Sodexo. So I'm sitting next to her at the moment that he mentions her name, and it's diabolical because the way that he said her name, while not saying explicitly that the Carpenters Union was on board with that, but
she's here too.
She's here too. like we're here too. And that was diabolical, and I thought that was sneaky and intentional to give the impression that that they want the same thing that they want. And what I also thought was fascinating was after, and the reason I brought up the admonishment about from Veronica O'Brien about we're going to stick to the strict 3 minutes, and the secretary of Flint Fowler was, and people were being, you know, okay, I've got 3 minutes, I'm not going to take away time from anybody else. Rudy Smith gets up there. And Rudy Smith doesn't come to all of the meetings, but because he wanted his stuff, he wouldn't sit down. And then Veronica O'Brien didn't make him sit down until at least 2 or 3 minutes after he continued, I got to finish my speech. And then people clapped for him to finish the speech. And then at the very end, when they realized he's talking about keeping Sodexo, the audience didn't clap him off. They didn't clap him off afterwards. So I thought that was a very interesting dynamic.
All right.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, the other thing, it's understandable, I think, from the point of the unions as institutions,
mm-hmm.
all right, in that while they're with Sodexo, they have a bargaining agreement with Sodexo. So any of these plumbers or pipe fitters, electricians, have to belong to the union, and their dues are automatically deducted.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this, like you said, yes, they have a collective bargaining agreement instead mm-hmm. of meet and confer.
Mm-hmm.
And Rudy Smith raised up, you know, the contrast there, mm-hmm. that they can have an agreement with Sodexo, and they really can't have an agreement that is kind of legally enforceable with the board. And he raised up the issue of raises. But the big issue there is if they went back to the board, the members wouldn't have to, as public employees, they wouldn't have to pay union dues,
mm-hmm.
Unless they could get the board to do fair share, which is what the teachers are trying to do,
mm-hmm.
which is a portion of union dues. But they wouldn't have to, so it's kind of there's a financial interest in unions as institutions.
Mm-hmm.
They
get money from Sodexo for their union dues.
Right, and the way they operate, there's a clear way they operate. But I think by bringing up the raises, there's a confusion. It's the same. They're taking the same position, and I think making the same mistake that Roberti and Craig Williams have made all the time, which is saying that it's all about, you know, Roberti would say, you get what you pay for. It's mm-hmm. it's all about how much money you're paying. We want these deputy superintendents, where, well, it's all about how much money you're paying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very clear, if you talk to the people who work for the district, all these maintenance guys, that it's not about money.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them for whom it's just about money, they would have gone and found another job years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or when all this was happening, when the outsourcing, those who wanted to find another job where it's just about money and pension, they went and found another job. The guys who are there and the women who are there because they are actually committed to the St. Louis Public Schools. They want good schools.
Mm-hmm.
They want a good school system.
Mm-hmm.
And they want that role there.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they want to be paid living wage,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just about money for them.
Mm-hmm. And that's a distinction that really needs to be made. And I think it's a distinction that was clear when you listen very carefully to what Rudy was saying. And the manipulative way that he was trying to twist it into an issue about teachers, because he did said some rah-rah things about
right.
teachers, and you know, he even defined what a teacher is, a servant, and blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't about the teachers. It was about their union.
Right.
You know, it was about their union getting their union money. And it wasn't about the kids. So that was very interesting to me. Then after that, then we had, of course, we had the three people that talked about Cleveland.
Right.
Craig Smith, all of us. And irony of irony to me, Craig Smith said, brothers and sisters, we're all in this together. When were we brothers and sisters? I don't remember you with the North Side lost all of those schools. You didn't bust a grape with the resolutions that Irene J. Smith was introducing at the board. But now that the Cleveland is being challenged, now we're brothers and sisters. I thought that was interesting. Moving on to the superintendent's report. Peter, I want to back up a little bit. Didn't this administration, Craig Williams, who makes $25,000 a month, they actually had public hearings on this budget, right? The superintendent's report was all about the budget.
Right. Well, they had, I would call them public presentations.
Public presentations. Fair enough. And my point with the public presentations is, it's my understanding that when they did their public presentation, they were telling presenting to the audience that the deficit was somewhere around $1 million or so, or $2 million or so. And then we've moved to $5 million. And then it's like this amazing, dancing, increasing, you know, a budget that increases every time that we talk to them. Now it's up to $7 million deficit. You know, so even when they have their public presentation, they're not presenting to the public what the facts are. We finally get them to move towards a public hearing. We get a public presentation. It's still not accurate. I mean, the original numbers aren't accurate, are they?
The original numbers are not accurate. You know, their excuse is that they had this big bill from the pension board they didn't know about. Certainly a lot of people question, how could you not know about it? It's there in the agreement with the teachers union, the pension board, that you're going to be buying out sick days for people at a certain number of seniority as they retire.
And is this the first payment?
No, the first one, because this is an agreement that was reached when Roberti was
right,
here. So there was a payment then under Roberti. It's every 2 years that they get a bill.
Right, so this is a reoccurring bill. And yes. I made the analogy on my show yesterday. It's like, okay, when you put your budget together, for your personal budget, you may forget that you pay $30 a month to Netflix. Okay, you may forget to include that in your budget when you're trying to figure out where your money's going. You don't forget your mortgage payment. You don't forget the big numbers. So when you're putting for Craig Williams, who's getting paid $300,000 to bring his expertise to our district, for him not to notice that the mortgage payment was not included in the budget is incomprehensible. There's no excuse for that.
Right. Probably a slightly better analogy is probably your gas bill, because you don't know exactly month to month how much your gas bill is going to be. You have an idea, but you don't know exactly. That's this one. They don't know exactly how much it's going to be.
But
they got a pretty good idea. But they know it's coming, and they got a rough idea.
And the other piece, and the reason why I said mortgage is because it's such a big bill. It's not. I mean, it is a huge, huge bill that you have to remember that it's in the budget. I mean, you know that there is this huge bill out there.
Yeah, so January, February gas bill is pretty big.
Yeah. But you understand my point.
I know what you're
saying. They should have known, and that where does responsibility for this not being included in the budget that Craig Williams brought to you, where does the responsibility of that lie?
No, that's a good question. And, you know, they have... blame somebody who's no longer there.
They blame
for not handing
us
them the bill, but clearly the financial officer is in charge of creating the budget and estimating all the bills that are going to be in that budget anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a bill you know is coming, and they didn't include any estimate.
And even Ron Jackson asked the question, because I didn't think he realized what the answer was going to be. This isn't a reoccurring bill. This is a one-time type of thing, trying to give some cover to Craig Williams. And then the attorney said, no, this is a reoccurring bill. And then Ron Jackson sat down and didn't complete his thought, because I think that he was looking for cover for Craig Williams. And how would he know, because this had never happened before? And if Craig Williams, as the superintendent, hadn't looked at previous budgets, and I don't know how you can do a new budget without looking at previous budgets, it's inexcusable. The buck stops at the top, especially when you're taking a huge hunk out of that budget.
Well, we know he looked at previous ones because he responded to Bill Purdy.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll talk about that when we come back. We have to take a break. This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs, St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Stay with us, folks.
Good morning, Miss Liz.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Dontrell Busby calling you from Laclede School, Secchi Gray Room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the gift from Africa that you gave to everyone. We are watching a movie.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Does your life need to be energized? Are you in need of some direction and clarity? Is your stuff dragging you down?
Tune into Sort It Out with Lori and Claire, Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. We'll help you find the courage to make a change in your life.
Listen very closely to the music of the night. The music of the most spellbinding experience in theater history. The music of the Phantom of the Opera. Now you are invited to fall captive to all the music, the power, and the passion. The Phantom of the Opera, the phenomenon that has captivated millions the world over, is at the Fox Theater in the U.S. Bank Broadway series now from July 1st only. Get tickets at the Fox box office, all MetroTix outlets, MetroTix.com, or call 314-534-1111. Welcomed by American Airlines. There's only one Phantom, and you've waited long enough.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Go, girl! What do hair, feet, wings, and a tiara all have in common?
Find out in the ladies' room every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
Hey, pretty baby with the high heels on. I like the proof of your walk, your soft, your step.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Gutter Monster. From St. Clair, west, northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and 44, slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 40 at 141 all the way to Mason, look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 270 at Washington Elizabeth all the way into 170, look for slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall, look for some delays due to road maintenance operations going on there. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge. Look for paving operations. Right lane's closed and traffic is slow near the 64 merge. Westbound 270 at Illinois 111 and Canal Bridge. Look for stop and go traffic. And westbound Kingbridge traffic, it is stop and go from the gravel pit on in, as well as northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. Look for stop and go traffic there as well. And 64, 55, 70, due to all the delays, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound East Bridge traffic is a little slow this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Gutter Monster from St. Clair. Gutter Monster, gutter protection that does more than just keep leaves out. Call 1-800-444-1884 and save 20%. Gutter Monster from St. Clair, bringing your home the very best for over 120 years. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly cloudy skies today, high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear, low in the upper 60s. Thursday, partly cloudy, high near 90. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have mostly clear skies, and our temperature is right at 63 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting partly cloudy skies, and their temperature is 66. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999.
watching everything the engineer would move.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Kaylin Dixon, calling you from the Clee School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning wake-up call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. And, Peter, we were talking on the way out about Bill Purdy. You were talking about...
Yes, on the budget.
Right,
and,
on the budget.
And past budgets. And, you know, Bill Purdy raised some issues on excess administration downtown.
Mm-hmm. And specifically, or largely focusing on the superintendent's office with these inexplicable hundreds of thousands of dollars of pots of money,
right?
You know, that were located in the superintendent's office,
right? That inexplicable pots, just like you said. And superintendent responded that.
Oh, and we need to give another little bit more background. Bill Purdy also talked about having a line item veto. I mean, a line item budget. And that. You all had asked for that, but you were never given that until, or at least Bill Purdy indicated that he wasn't given it until very recently.
Well, it was there were different forms.
Okay. Of line item
in
budgets.
April, I guess it was. We had asked for it in April, and after first thing, they wouldn't give it to us. They gave us a line item budget, but it was coded.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
Well, you have a function code.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to figure out what that code is to tell you what it's being used for.
Gotcha.
You have a location code, and you need the code key to figure out where it's being used.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a fund code, and you need the key to that code to figure out what funds are paying for it.
Okay.
So that's why. So we had these things listed in these numbers. You have the amounts, but you don't know where it's being used or what it's being used for.
Mm-hmm.
And we were given a function key, so we could decipher what the amounts were being used for, but not a location key that told us where the money was spent from.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bill asked for a line item budget with, you know, by location. So you look through and you got all the central office expenses are together in one place. All the expenses for, you know, Roosevelt High School are together in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that that's what it's for, is Roosevelt, or the central office.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get that until last week.
Mm-hmm.
He concentrated on the central office and found these, expenses, unclassified, $200-some thousand, and various things.
Pots of money.
Pots of money. That he said just looked like places to cut to him. And part of the superintendent's response was, oh, this budget was set 5-10 years ago. It's obsolete.
He went back 5 years, and the audience kind of said, you know, what are you talking about? This isn't anything that we didn't have deputy superintendents 5 years ago. We had them when Bill Roberti came in, and you've continued the tradition.
Right, right. And that's what a lot of it is. If this stuff doesn't apply to the way we're doing the budget, change it.
But the other mystifying thing, and Craig, at $300,000 a year, it's fascinating to hear this discussion. We're bankrupt. And people laughed about that last night. We're bankrupt. And the way out of our bankruptcy is not to focus on the budget, because the budget, if we make all these changes in the budget, it won't fix the financial problems that we have. And that's just an odd position to take, that nothing we can do in the budget is going to fix the financial problems that we have. So basically, don't pay any attention to any overspending in the budget. That's what he was saying, isn't it?
Really, yes. You know, he was saying, you know, cutting 200,000 air positions, that's not going to fix the problems. The problems are bigger. Well, it's a start. Number one, it's a start. But if, and he also said, what we have in the budget is exactly what we need. Well, if it's exactly what we need, and we don't have the money for it, then maybe why wait a year? Maybe it's time to tell the state, look, you're demanding that we do more than you're giving us the money for. You take it.
Okay. Absolutely. And then the other piece of it I thought was interesting is that shortly after you said, actor Craig Williams said, this $100,000 cut here won't make any difference. We could get rid of everything in the
central office,
and it wouldn't make a difference. $100,000 here, $30,000 here, $40,000 here. Then the general, the corporal, the private, Huey, whatever his name is, gets up and says, well, this is what it's going to cost us to fix the roofs, and we don't have, we're short $300,000 to fix the roof. Well, maybe if we cut something, one of those $300,000, I can think of a $300,000 cut right now that we could plug into the roof fund. I mean, it was madness. It was accounting madness for a person to say that it doesn't matter whether we cut stuff in the budget because we're in debt so much. That's one of the most, they put you in credit counseling if that was your attitude, wouldn't they?
At least that, yes.
Yeah. So we have that discussion, and what do you think the reasoning for that kind of response from Craig Williams is coming from?
Well, actually, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. Donna Jones and I put out a letter to the public there.
It's a letter
pointing out some other things that looked like duplications in administration, mm-hmm. and also calling for cuts. This follows up. There was a resolution on the agenda that we placed on the agenda last week. So he's had a week to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, there's a resolution coming up later on the agenda to have him look again at the administrative chart to look for cuts.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it's just asking them to look at it. The reason why I don't know where he's coming from is because I don't see how any rational person can say, no, I won't look at it.
And the other piece of, well, from my perspective, there's also a story that has come out in the press, both in Philadelphia and here in St. Louis.
Yes.
And tell the audience about this story, about this way that the money is spent in this district.
Yeah, there's one of the consultants
mm-hmm.
that Craig Williams has hired, one of several consultants from Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Is Cosette Buckney,
mm-hmm.
Who was on staff as an employee of the Philadelphia school system while he hired her to be a consultant here in St. Louis. So she's got a salary of $75,000 a year in Philadelphia plus expenses, plus she was getting paid, I understand it's supposed to max out at $65,000 a year here. I understand it went over. But she was getting paid a consultancy fee here.
While she's employed for another
school.
While
she's employed by another
school. And that's a problem, isn't it? From Philadelphia's perspective, that's a problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently not from the, they don't call them superintendent in Philadelphia, but
the
head school,
whatever.
Mm-hmm. Not from Craig Williams' old boss, it's not
mm-hmm.
a problem. But from the public, from other public officials who have oversight responsibilities, it is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a problem here, too, whether we're getting what we pay for. Or
and the other and one of the things that she said that was just mystifying was she said that she was doing some, mediation work here in the city of St. Louis. And her defense to the people in Philadelphia about this gig, this $65,000 gig, taking her away from her gig there in Philadelphia, is, I did a lot of that stuff on the Internet. So, I mean, that's what she said that she did of her work here in...
Right.
In
well, one of the issues in Philadelphia as well, because mm-hmm. she's been on staff there for 4 years and lived in Chicago the whole time.
Great job if you
yeah.
can get it.
So she's living in Chicago, on staff in Philadelphia, and consulting in St. Louis, and her argument is, well, I can do a lot of this work from home because it's just on the phone or on the computer.
And so this begs the question once again about you all wanting a line item budget so that you can see where these little pots of money are being placed. And this was a decision by Craig Williams, right?
Yes.
To hire her as a consultant, and a consultant for what?
She is a labor consultant. She's supposed to be his consultant for how to deal with the unions.
And where did this money, can you tell us where this money came from? What budget this money came out of?
No, there's I can tell you the central office in the school year that's ending,
mm-hmm.
central office spent something like $8 million on professional technical consultants.
$8 million.
So it came out of that pot. Now, you'd think there's some room to cut from that pot.
I think that if we have an $8 million consultant budget, I think there's a lot of money that we can cut out of an $8 million consultant budget. Have you all seen a line item of this $8 million consultant budget?
No.
Is that one of the things that you're asking for?
That's the kind of thing that Bill was talking about. You have under different offices downtown, you have, $250,000 here, $1.4 million there, $2 million here. But what exactly it's spent on, we don't know.
We're going to take a break. I'm talking to Peter Downs. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. We'll be back.
This is, good morning, Miss Liz. This is Amir Mahoney calling you from LaCree School, second grade, from 409. Miss Liz, I had a good
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. Free estimates, over 16 years experience. 361-7127, 361-7127.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Baghdad. Military officials in Iraq say three civilians were killed in an explosion caused by an American artillery training exercise that went wrong. Sources say an artillery round fired from a base near the town of Habib hit a nearby building, killing three people. The Prime Minister of Iraq last week expressed concern over the growing number of civilians being hurt or killed by what are being described as mistakes by the United States. He also went on to say there was a limit to acceptable excuses. And Dateline Washington. A new report out yesterday says a large chunk of those debit cards FEMA handed out after the Hurricane Katrina disaster last year were used improperly. Federal auditors say as much as $1.5 billion got wasted on things like season tickets to sporting events, a tropical vacation, a sex change operation, and even a fee for a divorce lawyer. FEMA says it has identified some 1,500 cases of possible fraud in connection with hurricane relief and has referred them to the Inspector General or the Homeland Security for action. The GAO audit revealed that people who were put up in hotels often got paid twice because FEMA gave them rental help and paid the hotels directly. In another case, FEMA paid out $8,000 to hotels in California to house one person who got three rental assistance payments on both storms. In another case, one person used 13 different Social Security numbers to get $140,000 in payments on 13 applications for help, and all those payments went to the same address. And still another person got almost $3,000 after listing a post office box in Alabama as his damaged property. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. Philip Person Roofing is a licensed and certified roofing contractor offering a 15-year warranty on a new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. Whether commercial or residential, you can finance any new roof with your Visa or MasterCard. For a free estimate, call Philip Person Roofing at 361-7127, 361-7127.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, everything that you need. It's Father's Day this weekend. Get on over to Sears, buy your daddy some tools. How about a big screen television? He'd love you forever for that. How about one of those wonderful gas grills? How about some tools? Get on over to Sears. Get your shop on. It's right here in the city of St. Louis, and tell them I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers, and we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care. Still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub.
If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Shara Dalen. Join me for Women Inspiring Women every Wednesday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU. I'll be bringing my power tools, that is, power tools for women. Each week, I'll discuss who, what, when, where, and how to make it happen in your personal and professional life. So remember, join me, Shara Dalen, every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as part of Women Inspiring Women on AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Casey Marshall calling you from Laclede School, room 209. Miss Liz, I love that African nickel.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, let's get to a couple of these consent items on the agenda. And I want the audience to know what money you saved. You all and your votes saved the district last night. Let's talk about a couple of these votes. What's a $600-something thousand item 22 on the agenda?
It's actually item 21.
I'm sorry, 21.
That was an item to appropriate $640,000 for moving. All right, for those schools that are going to be air-conditioned, they say we have to move all the furniture out of the schools. That was the claim, at least. And so they said, just give us a budget for it, and we have three movers we'll use. Mm-hmm. We don't know which ones we'll use on which schools. We don't know how much it's going to cost
and
for any school.
And we certainly haven't bid this out.
Yeah, we haven't bid it out. We don't know how much it'll cost any school. But just give us a pot of money to use, and we'll figure it out later.
And you all said no.
And we said no.
What was the vote on that? Do you remember?
I do not remember. Okay. I think it was 4-3.
Okay, 4-3, the usual suspects.
Yeah.
Okay. Then let's get to this Dell contract. This is another big one. Item, what is it, 60-something?
64 is what that was.
Right.
Yeah, I think that...
Talk to us about that. Did that save us money? Did that save us an obligation? Will we have an opportunity to go out and find a cheaper or better way to do this? What was the vote on this? Because I don't see a money number on this one.
No, there wasn't a money number on there. Really, what that said is that we would contract with Dell, and any time we needed computers, laptops, tablet computers, servers, storage, anything with computers, any time we need that, we would buy it from Dell.
Well, that doesn't seem very smart, does it?
They would – I mean, their argument is that if you – have a sole source contract like that is that they will give you a discount, that you get a discount and you save money. You know, of course, if you discount on an inflated price, doesn't necessarily save you money. You know, so there's
right.
that issue there. There are unanswered questions around this contract. I know I, as a board member, and I'm sure others have received a lot of email from teachers in the district saying that Apple computers are more appropriate for the curriculum they have, or more appropriate for the software. And there's some classes which do have software that runs on PCs, and so a Dell is fine.
But the commitment to Dell.
But the thing is, the commitment saying Dell is going to be the only one we get doesn't recognize that variety of the different needs we have in different kinds of classes.
And doesn't really give us an opportunity to get to negotiate the cheapest price.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
You know, I mean, if you're only dealing with one person, what's your leverage with that person?
Right. Well, what they say is that they initially put it out and they took bids from four different companies. I know that Apple had conversations with people in the district, was very interested in doing business, yet they did not bid. What I've been told is that they contacted the district after the bid went out and said, look, you wrote the specs.
Just for Dell.
Just for PCs.
Yeah.
We aren't a PC. You wrote it such that we can't bid.
There you go.
Okay. Now, the information officer there talked about, you know, said, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. We did everything by the process. We did everything proper. And it might be by the process. You know, they might say, this is what we had in the past. We want to continue in the past. The question is, do we really want to continue what we had in the past? And it was only part of what we had in the past, because we do have places that use Apple. And we had another resolution here where we approved Apple computers for a lab that's going to go in at Roosevelt.
Okay. And so we only have about six more minutes here, and I definitely want to get to this Steve Carroll report, because it was quite shocking in a number of ways. Steve Carroll is the lobbyist, the educational lobbyist, and by the way, his contract was also approved last night. He's the educational lobbyist for the district, and he came back with a chilling report on what he called the assault on public education that took place last year.
Right. He really said he's in you know, he's a former state rep, and so all his years either as a rep or as a lobbyist, he said he has never seen such a concerted assault on public education as there was in the legislature this past year.
And his record is quite you know, I can't get mad at paying him when we see these kinds of results. But I want to focus for a minute here on the charter school expansion piece of legislation, House Bill 1973. This one is chilling, considering who brought it. Talk to us about
this. Yes, since the Mayor of St. Louis brought that one up
and advocated for this one. He wasn't up in the legislature advocating for anything for us when Roberti and them were here, but he came up, sent people, and as Steve Carroll said, the mayor and his lobbyists worked endlessly to get this measure passed, both as a separate bill when they couldn't get that done, as amendments on other bills. And what is Steve Carroll says that this would have cost our district how much money?
I don't remember the exact amount on that one. I think it's somewhere close to $20 million a year.
If we had passed this charter school.
If it had passed.
Because this piece of legislation would have given the mayor of the St. Louis the absolute authority to sponsor charter schools throughout the city of St. Louis, anywhere he wanted to.
Right.
Anywhere, anytime. He would have been given that authority.
That's right. See, I mean, and we've talked about it. You know, that is I think the clearest case of what we've talked about, the mayor's trying to set up a parallel school system or a second school system.
And the interesting thing to me is that what Steve Carroll says, that Senator Maida Coleman and Senator, or is it State Rep. Yvonne Wilson?
I think Senator.
Senator Yvonne Wilson, two black women, one from Kansas City, one from St. Louis, fought tirelessly and were able to defeat this bill. And in fact, they threatened the filibuster.
Right. They sent the House Republicans a message that if this comes to the Senate, we'll filibuster it.
And what's interesting is that where we are, we talked about this last week, where we are in the senatorial race in the fourth senatorial district, if Jeff Smith had been up there, one of our senators, he would have been supporting this because he is a charter school proponent.
Yes.
And this would have cost, again, the public schools $16 to $20 million a year in state funding. And maybe more if Francis Slay had been able to create his own little charter school district.
Right.
So that's why I guess. So it's just interesting how everything ties together. He talked about also the big thing, of course, was the voucher bill that they were able to defeat that.
Right, and we've talked about that before in the show.
And this other open enrollment bill, this House Bill 1939.
Yeah, that's a bill that basically would say you could go to school anywhere in the state. Didn't have to be where you live, if the district would accept you, you know. Because I asked a question when he said you go to anywhere in the state. Does that mean Clayton School District would have to accept 30,000 kids, you know, if it had passed and 30,000 kids from St. Louis said, well, we want to go to Clayton, that's the best school district.
You and know. Clayton wouldn't have had to
wouldn't
accept,
have had to accept.
But they could have accepted whoever they wanted
they could,
to.
They can choose.
And so, and all of that money would have followed those kids all over the place. And who would have hurt our districts, right?
It probably would have hurt all. Yeah, it would have hurt all the districts. Would have hurt districts on both sides, I think.
So the record for Steve Carroll and the issues that he fought for on behalf of the St. Louis Public Schools,
He really accomplished a lot. I think more than anybody really thought he could accomplish at the beginning. Some of these things looked like they were going to sail through.
And then this wonderful one, this Urban Flight Scholarships for New Teachers, they got passed. that there are 100 new full-ride college scholarships for urban students who wish to make teaching a career, and then come back to their alma mater urban school district and teach. It's the state would pick up 75% of the scholarship. The school district would pick up 25%. That's outstanding, and that passed.
That passed. The issue now is getting the state to fund it.
All right. Peter Downs, thank you so much. And same time, same place next week.
See you next week.
All right. I'll be back, folks. Stay with me.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. He took a super secret trip to Iraq just yesterday, and now President Bush probably wants to talk about it, and he is expected to at a news conference in less than an hour from now. More on the trip from ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
Air Force One is back from Iraq. Advisor Dan Bartlett was with the president and tells us the trip was calling on the Arab neighborhood to help the new Iraqi government.
It gives a very clear signal that now is the time, whatever your position may have been in the past, to step forward and support this new endeavor.
Bartlett says there were some tense moments in Baghdad, but President Bush never felt his safety was in jeopardy. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
A major security crackdown is underway in Iraq a day after the president's trip. Hundreds of additional cops and soldiers are on the streets of Baghdad. Someone pulled a fast one on FEMA. Actually, a lot of people did after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Here's ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
It's a cheat, a con, and, say some members of Congress, something else.
This was an assault on the American taxpayer, first and foremost.
Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, is talking about the $1.4 billion in bogus claims paid out by FEMA to phony victims of Hurricane Katrina. A government report says claims were paid for such non-emergencies as a sex change operation.
We were outraged.
McCaul says 7,000 cases have been turned over to the Justice Department for prosecution. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
If you have information,
that's what you'll hear if you call a new FBI tip line that's now available. The feds are looking for information into the theft of a laptop computer that belonged to a Veterans Administration employee in Maryland whose home was burglarized. It contained important information on millions of current and former service members.
Alberto is now a tropical depression inland over South Carolina.
The National Hurricane Center's James Franklin watching Alberto. It's a mainly rain event now, spawned a half dozen small tornadoes though in South Carolina. This is ABC News.
Thanks to Lowe's, there's never been a better time to build a deck than right now. Hurry in for new low prices on select treated lumber. Get a $50 gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase over $500 worth of Choice Deck composite decking. Get 10% off all decking components and patio furniture. All gas grills are also 10% off. Plus, get free propane exchange and assembly. Use your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, June 14th through July 9th. Offers may vary. See store for details. For the deck you've always wanted, hurry to Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunt.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Two.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
She may make out like a bandit in a divorce settlement, but the soon-to-be ex, Mrs. Paul McCartney, is also looking for money from the British tabloids. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
Step one for the soon-to-be former Mrs. McCartney, hammer out a healthy divorce settlement. Once that's out of the way, she plans to go gunning for at least one British tabloid, the News of the World. The paper alleges that in her early 20s, she participated in lesbian romps for high-paying clients. Heather counters it's all manufactured lies being spun by people wanting to make a quick buck. But if it does go to court, win or lose, libel cases like this one here produce a lot of mud, and it's not a pleasant experience to go through. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Doctors at a hospital in Las Vegas say Jerry Lewis should make a full recovery from his latest health setback. The entertainer suffered a mild heart attack last week when he was on a flight back to Las Vegas from New York City. They're also treating him for pneumonia. I'm Daria Alvinger. ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Here's a WGNU News update brought to you by Sonic. Not just good, it's Sonic good. I'm Peyton Colston. A baby girl's death is blamed on a fire 2 months ago at her family's apartment in Maryland Heights. Authorities say 1-year-old Rakia Edwards died Monday from injuries she suffered in the fire at the Arbor Hills Apartments in Maryland Heights in April. Her 10-year-old sister, Gloria Forland, died the day after the fire, and the girl's parents and her infant sister were injured. In other news, a suspended St. Louis priest is facing criminal charges. The Jefferson County Prosecutor's Office has applied for an arrest warrant for Father Robert Johnston on charges he molested a boy in the late 1970s. The alleged abuse happened at Lake Wauanoka in Hillsboro. The alleged victim was a parishioner at Sacred Heart in Valley Park, where Johnston was serving. Johnston is reportedly living at Regina Clarie, a retirement center for priests in Shrewsbury. And finally, the Missouri Supreme Court says a man should be allowed to testify about repressed memories in a sexual abuse suit against a St. Louis high school. The alleged victim claims that two clergymen at Chaminade College Prep abused him in the early 1970s, but he did not remember the abuse until 2000. A lower court ruled to reject his repressed memory claim and throw out his suit because of the statute of limitations. The state Supreme Court reversed that ruling yesterday, saying the statute of limitations began to run when the man remembered the alleged abuse, not when the abuse allegedly took place. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic, it's not just good, it's Sonic good. I'm Peyton Colston with a report of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and whether this hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry. There's an accident been cleared. However, traffic jams back through Bell Fountain. Westbound 70 at Cole. Look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. West eastbound 70 at Jennings Station. There's an accident reported in the right lane. Northbound 270 between Teton Ferry and Big Bend. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 70 from Bryan to 79. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain all the way into 170. Slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203 and the Canal Bridge. Expect slight delays. Westbound 5570 at the PSB. There's paving going on. Right lane's closed and traffic jams back through 64. Northbound Illinois Route 3. Westbound Eve Bridge. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge. You can expect some delays all the way through those areas as you're approaching in the downtown area. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners need tires? Through July 31st, get a $50 gas card with the purchase of any four tires at participating Toyota dealers. Visit ToyotaOwnersOnline.com for details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-80s. Today, this evening, mostly clear, low in the upper 60s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high around 90, and Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have mostly clear skies, 68 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 69. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Tonight, will never tell you the progress that's being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. Oh, my goodness. We have much, much, much to talk about. And I do want to remind you that fire has their fourth annual golf tournament. That's this Saturday at the Grand Marias Golf Club, 4500 Pocket Road. For more information, you need to call 393-3231. That's 393-3231. Guy Jennings, this is the Fire fourth annual golf tournament where they raise their money for their organizations, for their food giveaways, for their scholarship programs, and for the black firefighters. So you need to come on down and be part of Fire, their charitable fund, fourth annual golf tournament this Saturday. That's Saturday. Call for more information, 393-3231, and that's at the Grand Marias Golf Club in East St. Louis, Illinois. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. George Bush went to snuck into Baghdad after the killing of al-Zarqawi. So we are told that al-Zarqawi has been killed and killed by our, thank you, military. Okay. So. Huh. We have to look at everything, and I love to look at everything. This is one of the things that I live for, the opportunity to look at so many different things. And al-Zarqawi should cause us to pause and take a look at why are we being shown, why are certain things being done, and how are certain things being done. What would be beneficial to... Let me back up. George W. Bush, Boy George's polls have been going down. Karl Rove has stated that the reason, and any place that he has gone to discuss this, he has been clear. The reason the polls have been going down is because of this war that we are not winning. We are not defeating the enemy. George Bush has, boy George has teed it up that it's us against them. We must defeat the enemy. Well, clearly we're not defeating the enemy. The enemy is defeating us, using boy George's words. How do we give the appearance of defeating the enemy? Well, we got to kill somebody. Saddam Hussein's on trial. That's not enough. We need a dead body. We can't get Osama bin Laden. We need to kill somebody in order to get those numbers down. Kill somebody. And we have to make sure that the person that we kill is highly placed so that it appears that we have really killed somebody. Huh. How do we do that? Well, we have to, how do you do that? Can you go get Osama bin Laden? No, that's not going to work. We've been trying to do that. Maybe they've been trying to do that for a number of years, haven't been able to get him. What do we do? Huh. Okay. Let's tee it up, baby. Let's start making some noise out here. Okay. What have they done? Well, the United States military has conducted a psy-op program to enhance the significance and the importance of al-Zarqawi. It's called the Zarqawi campaign. Trust me. This Zarqawi campaign didn't start with the death of al-Zarqawi. It started 2004. What year is this? Howard, this is 2006, right? Okay, it's 2006. This started in 2004. The Zarqawi campaign is discussed in several military internal documents. Villainize Zarqawi. Leverage xenophobia response. That's what the language out of this military briefing from 2004 stated. The military program that was, at least their propaganda program, it was kind of aimed at the whole Iraqi piece, but this report is saying that, and this came out of the Washington Post. Washington Post has spilled over to U.S. media. One internal briefing produced by the U.S. military headquarters said that the Zarqawi psy-op operation was the most successful information campaign to date. The goal of the campaign was to drive a wedge into the insurgency by terrorist act of foreign origin and driving them, connecting them to Zarqawi. So then when you finally get Zarqawi, you get double bang for your buck. You get double bang for your buck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So understand, this was no accident. What is the word I'm looking for? The killing of Zarqawi was an event staged, propagandized, planned out for one reason and one reason only: to enhance the credibility of this administration. Not about ending this war. It's about reframing this war. The reframing of this war. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Renee.
Liz, I totally agree with you. It was staged. I just think that this whole thing is just political for these midterm elections coming up.
Give us some cover. Kill somebody.
Right. And if the American people are let this stuff take over their mind and believe that they really naive. They are very naive, but I just believe that this is a political stunt by the Bush administration.
Thank you so much, Liz. All right. Take care, Renee.
You too.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Did I tell you that we're archived at whiterosesociety.org? My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And this show is streamed. That means it's on the Internet 24-7 at WGNU.net, WGNU.net, 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, yeah. What's going on in this country? What is going on in that country? Who said the world is a stage and I am simply an actor? Well, they didn't predict. They hadn't contemplated the theatrics that are taking place right now with this administration. And I don't think that they were talking about propaganda, because this administration is using our country, our media, as a stage to present plays after plays, fiction after fiction, action after action, stagings after staging to the American people. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. There's a story that was reported on Tuesday. Today's Wednesday, right? Today's Wednesday. Story that was reported on Tuesday. Take back America. And I have to do the yin and the yang of this. I have to continue to sound the alarm of what is wrong in this fight that we're in. I am concerned. I am concerned about the outcome of midterm elections. Do the Democrats, do they have the progressive will? Do they have the liberal will? Do they have the intestinal fortitude to put your head down, take your hits, and fight? Do they have the will to do that? I am concerned, and I must set up the alarm. Send out the alarm. Take Back America. They had its annual event in D.C. from June 12th to June 14th. Today is the 14th. It's supposed to be a venue for prominent progressives to gather and debate the major issue of our day. The aim of Take Back America is providing the nation with a new vision, new ideas, new energy. And so you got to ask the question. Help me with this, y'all. Help me, all y'all progressives out there. All y'all, you know, I ain't ashamed to say I'm liberal folks out there. All of y'all that understand that we have been in a fight. And those that have been elected to fight have not been fighting back. They've been taking hits and acting punch drunk. Why would a progressive organization like Take Back America ask Hillary Clinton to be the keynote speaker? Hillary Clinton is the keynote speaker for Take Back America? Yes, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Your progressive arm has embraced Hillary Clinton, Madam Pro-War, Madam Anti-Flag Burning, Madam Me Likey Rupert Murdoch, too. Code Pink, we've had them on this show. They're one of ours. Yeah, they're one of ours. Code Pink, widely known for bringing its anti-war message to the halls of power, including inside the Republican Convention, the Republican National Convention. They were at George Bush's inauguration. They've targeted Hillary Clinton. And we must be clear and give props where props are due. Code Pink was anti-Hillary when nobody was anti-Hillary. She turned her back on them from the get-go. They have been on her from the beginning. Code Pink can't get any more Take Back America than them. Their members have been arrested. We've had them on the show. Arrested at Republican events and at the presidential speeches. Dragged out by their pink t-shirts. We've had them. Yeah, they're one of ours. We had them on the show. Take Back America entered in negotiations with Code Pink a few days before the conference, fearing that they would openly confront Clinton on her pro-war policy. They had conversations with Code Pink, and maybe this is a lesson to Code Pink. Never say capitulate. Never say compromise. Not when your message is pure. Code Pink said that Take Back America pleaded with us not to protest during the keynote breakfast address. Instead, we were told that we could distribute flyers explaining Hillary's pro-war position to the crowd inside and outside the hotel, and we would be called on to ask her the first question after the speech. We agreed. Oops. Oops. However, when Code Pink showed up on Tuesday morning in advance of Clinton's speech, the security guards refused to allow them to pass out flyers even outside the hotel. Take Back America violated the agreement from the moment we arrived, so understand what Hillary is about. This is what she stifled of people like her. What you think you got coming? What you think you got coming? Even though Code Pink had a table inside the conference, the burly security guards blocked us, informed us that it was a private event, and we were not welcome. We telephoned the conference staff. They told us that the conference staff told them, no, baby, once we got you outside, y'all staying outside. They went back on their word and tried to quash peaceful, respectful dissent. A few Code Pink women did manage to get inside the breakfast because they were legitimate ticket holders. Once inside, the Code Pink women realized that they had been deceived about the second part of the agreement. They would not be allowed to ask the first question or any question because Hillary Clinton wouldn't be fielding questions from the progressive audience. What is that? We were lied to by Take Back America. There would be no space at the Progressive Conference to have a dialogue with Hillary Clinton about the most critical issue of our time, the war in Iraq. We got up on our chairs holding our hands with a peace sign. We were pulled down from the chairs. We tried to take in our banner that said, listen, Hillary, stop supporting the war. It was grabbed from us when Hillary started speaking about her Iraqi strategy, criticizing Bush but not posing a solution. We shouted, what are you going to do? And she ignored us. Ann Wright, the Army colonel and diplomat who resigned the war, was also appalled by the actions of the conference organizers. They took away leaflets supporting John Tesani, the anti-war Democrat who's running against Hillary. They searched people's bags for banners. They even took away an impeach Bush banner from the Veterans for Peace. We were amazed to discover that the organizers of Take Back America treated dissent the same way the organizers at a Bush rally do. Most progressives do not support Hillary Clinton, and stifling our legitimate, heartfelt opposition to her pro-war position is an outrage. I guess we have to take back America. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Huh. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. It's time for a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban places. my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot. Don't forget what you got. Looking back.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else?
Father's Day, it's Father's Day, it's Father's Day. Where are you going to go get your dad something wonderful? Well, you're going to go straight down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Tools, tractors, lawnmowers. If your dad likes to cook, how about a wonderful new refrigerator? How about a wonderful new stove? How about a barbecue grill? How about, okay, your daddy likes to watch television. Allow him to do so in the comfort of a 75-inch television screen. Come on, get on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Why? Because it's convenient. Why? Because of the customer service. And why? Because of the deals that they offer down there. Get on down. My name is Liz Brown. Get your shop on for Father's Day. Tell them I told you to.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Midas. Trust the Midas touch. Westbound 270 between Riverview and Old Halls Ferry. Slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 70 at Cole, there's an accident that's been cleared. Maybe some delays. Eastbound 70 at Jennings Station, look for an accident that's been cleared. And you've got slow traffic near Hanley Road. Southbound 270 at Manchester and Doherty Ferry, an injury accident. Four right lanes are blocked. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and is slow due to an earlier disabled vehicle in traffic lanes. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for traffic easing. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall and 79, look for maintenance operations having some delays going on there. Northbound Route 3 at the Gravois and Doherty Ferry, slow traffic due to people looking at the accident in the southbound lanes. And all your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge are delayed at this hour. Just use caution. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Midas. Trust the Midas touch. What's the most important safety feature on your car? Midas believes it's the person who does your brakes. Don't trust your brakes to just anyone. Trust America's leader in brakes. Trust the Midas touch. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s today. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 69 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Thinking about moving? Think Allstate. If you're looking for some cheap fly-by-night, this is not the place to call. If you're looking for first-class service in local and long-distance moving, Allstate's is the only choice. Celebrating 77 years of service to St. Louis and the nation. Allstate's Transworld Van Lines, 314-389-6200.
For the issues that matter most to you, huh, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
We all know the scenario. You see a for sale sign and think, I want to invest, but real estate is complicated. Well, help is here. Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land of the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
We're the host of WGNU's newest show, Let's Get Wealthy. Our show provides real techniques for the everyday consumer on how to own a home and build wealth.
Tune in to Let's Get Wealthy every Wednesday at 11 a.m. because today is the day to get wealth for yourself. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. 1-877-WGNU. That's 1-877-920. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I want to talk to you and your listening audience about flip-flopping W. There is no clearer, I'd say clearer, eye-opening thing that has taken place that he doesn't care anything about anyone except the haves and the have-mores, which he calls his base. He has not once spoken out being enraged, outraged about the identity theft of the veterans. And I mean the veterans and also the active troops, the ones who are fighting right now over there in Iraq. He has not once raised any indignation about this horrible thing that's happened. And not only that, we don't even know the name of this criminal, and she is, if it is a she or he, who took computer disk home. That is a theft, and it's with this so-called I can't even think of it, but who's supposed to be taking care of us and looking out for us. There's nothing from them. This is horrible, and where is the so-called swift boat vets? Now, this is something that they could sink their teeth into. Here's something that has happened to soldiers, veterans who's went to fight and give their lives for this country, and some of them are over in Iraq. They're not fighting for this country. They're fighting for the oil barons, but needless the less, they're still fighting. And no outrage about this. What do you think about that, Liz?
That there's no outrage by them? Yeah, absolutely. There should be.
And no outrage from the press? I mean, this is horrible. I mean, millions of records have been stolen. And have you noticed they haven't mentioned this person's name?
No, they
just
haven't.
They call her the person.
All right. Thanks, Christine.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Don't forget that we're iPodded. The Wake Up Call is iPodded at whiterosesociety.org. Got another email from another person that is enjoying the pleasures of iPodding the Wake Up Call. How cool is that? You can be one of those. Just get on over to whiterosesociety.org and you can iPod the Wake Up Call, Liz Brown. iPod me. Take me with you wherever you go. So get on over to whiterosesociety.org. We spent some time this morning talking about budgets, talking about folks and budgets and money and all of this, and I can't help but think and feel we're in a world of trouble. We're in a world of trouble. U.S. spending in Iraq and Afghanistan pushed up the global 2005 military expenditure to $1.12 trillion. The USA, that would be our country, is responsible for 48% of the world's total. Several countries, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, benefited from the rise in prices for minerals and fossil fuels to boost their military spending. But the United States is responsible for 48% of the world's total. In absolute terms, the United States is spending
48% of $1.2 trillion for war. For war. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Mary.
Liz, I agree with the lady. I think the lady just called her name, Christine. I worked for the post office, and when I used to work there, when we were sworn in, we weren't even supposed to take as much as an ink pen or anything home. We could be dismissed and fired when you work for the government. I never could understand myself why this person that took these records homes of the soldiers and on their computer, why don't we hear more about that? I agree with her 100%. The government is very serious about people taking any property of theirs home or bothering. I remember when I was working there, there was a gentleman, they used to send out sample to the homes to give ink pens or something to people in the mail. He was taking the pens out of the samples, and he lost his job. He'd been there, I guess, about, from what I understand, about 7 or 8 years, 10 years or something. And they fired that man. Mm-hmm. So why aren't we hearing more about the serious thing of someone taking the records of the soldiers home and causing so much money to our government?
I think the simple answer is, Mary, it would reflect poorly upon this administration. That's the simple answer. That's why you're not hearing about it. If this were happening during an administration that was, a Democratic administration, the buck would fall at the feet of the White House.
What is it they have? I don't know anything. I never heard of administration as did so much as this one.
Well,
he's going to go down. He should go down as the worst president of our nation.
I think that history will describe him that way, but it's going to be a while till we get to that point. Until then, we're going to be taking the hits of the decisions by this administration. Until people, and I don't know if you heard the story that I did, but prior to the break, about how a progressive organization is turning its back on other progressives out there. I am fearful and concerned, Mary, for this, for there to be a successful movement to turn this around by November. I'm concerned.
I'm telling you.
All right.
They'll talk about him when he's out. We'll find out a lot, I guess, about him then, I guess, when his term is up.
Or for the rest of us, we will be confirmed about what we were saying all along.
Okay, you
all
have
right.
a good day.
Thanks, Mary. And please don't forget on Saturday, the Urban Institute from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. We have homework assignments. We have much discussion to do. Be there this Saturday at 9 a.m. at 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor Urban Institute. Be there. Be there. Be there. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. You know, I totally agree with the woman that called you the last hour. This administration makes Nixon and Hoover look like Lincoln, at least to historians. It is an evil government. It's an immoral government, and it's a lying government. The people believe that now, that Bush lies as much as the two previous biggest liars, Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon, and he's holding a news conference now. You know, at least Johnson knew this much when his popularity left. He said, "The people just don't like looking at my face anymore." It is an in-your-face administration, and we've never seen anything like it. and it has 967 days to go, almost as long as the presidency of John F. Kennedy. Thank you very much, Liz.
We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
It's Kevin
and Sue McCarthy
of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hop, jump, or metamorphose with us into the tiny world of insects at the Rockwoods Reservation in Wildwood on Friday from 10 to noon. Learn what makes insects unique, how they differ from other wildlife, and how they benefit different ecosystems. Using sweep nets, you can even collect a few insects at the prairie. To find out more, call 636-458-2236. Something buggy for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Indianapolis. We've had the debate over whether a new Mississippi River bridge should be a toll bridge, right? Well, get this. The state of Indiana has decided to lease its toll road system to two foreign companies for the next 75 years. The Australian and Spanish companies will be paying the state of Indiana almost $4 billion at the end of this month for the rights to operate the Indiana Toll Road, and it's become one of the most political hot potatoes in the last quarter century. The idea of leasing toll roads started 2 years ago in Chicago, when Mayor Daley pushed through a 99-year lease of the Chicago Skyway for about $2 billion. New Jersey is now considering selling half of its interest in the New Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway. And in Virginia, lawmakers want to lease the Pocahontas Parkway to a private entity for over $500 million. States say they don't have the money to keep the roadways up because gas tax revenue is falling behind. A new projection indicates the part of the Federal Highway Trust Fund that goes to road maintenance is going to run out of money in 3 years. But it's not known if these private organizations will simply hike tolls and keep that money without doing any major improvements, or whether only profitable toll roads will be taken care of while others get kicked to the curb, so to speak. And there's still no guarantee that employees of state toll roads will even get to keep their jobs either. Some 600 workers on the Indiana Toll Road don't know what's going to happen to their positions. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is James Wakeford. I'm inviting you to get aboard the Glory Bound train. Every Saturday night, right here over radio station WGNU, traveling down track AM 920. Join us. You'll be glad you did.
The Glory Bound Train broadcast with James Wafer is heard every Saturday night at 7:30 right here on WGNU.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I enjoyed your, turn it down. I enjoyed your interview with the lady on the Pink Lady. That was very informative by Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have is that we have Hillary that is a Democratic Republican and Lieberman that is a Republican Democrat. So maybe they're merging together to make this middle. They're going to make their own mid-party because they're not sticking with the group. And the other thing I was going to say, did you hear about the latest leak? They had a leak in the intelligence organization that happened 8 months ago. And a large number of files of the employees that were signing up to be re-certified for their clearances is missing. Name, Social Security number, code. They're having hearing about it on C-SPAN today, and they're probably running tonight. But that was amazing, and that two lead people in the organization didn't learn anything about it until 2 days ago. But it happened 8 months ago, and all these people's information's been out there that long.
You know, it's going to be, I really think that it's just going to come a place in time that your Social Security number is not going to mean anything. It's not going to mean anything.
If anybody can just pick it up and use it.
That's fact.
Well,
maybe this is a push for a national ID of some sort.
Maybe it is. Because after all of this breach of information, and you should have heard the two owners talking about how they got the breach set up, they have no filters on their computers. I mean, it's just, you wouldn't believe it.
Thanks for your call, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. It's been a long, it was a long night. 1-877-920-WGNU. Yes.
Well, it's good to hear somebody that can laugh in the morning. I appreciate that. There's so much seriousness and sadness in the world. But I called about Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick and tired of the same old gang running things in that party. And I'm an independent, but I'll tell you, if they run Hillary, they will lose.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will.
I don't know why people can't see that. I voted Democrat and Republican, different parties all my life, voted since I was 21, and I don't see anything new coming on the horizon. Any young people or people with different attitudes and changes, the same old clique. And why? Who's behind them? These people, I imagine, pushing besides the Democrat, pushing this Hillary thing. Is that the best they got?
One of the things that in the minds of some people that analyze whether or not you are an effective candidate or not, or whether you are going to be able to be successful or not, is how much money you have in
right.
your pocketbook. And Hillary Clinton has a lot of money in her pocketbook. They perceive, they predict, they believe that Hillary has the ability to raise more additional money. But let's just tell the clear truth about America. Regardless of whether Hillary is a Republican or Democrat, America is not electing a woman to be president. Well, America is not doing it.
Personal animosity about electing a woman.
No, but I'm not talking about you. Wait a minute. Before we get to talking about Hillary, ask your friends. Ask your friends. If you do a poll of your friends and they tell you the truth, America is not putting a woman in charge of this country.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people do have prejudices like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not one of them to do because I've known so many smart women in my life.
Everybody's known smart women. I'm not saying it's logical. I'm not saying that anybody that has that position, it's logical. But it's the reality of this country.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think you hit the nail right on the head there. And it's sort of sad, you know, because people of all races, all colors, and all sexes, we have intelligent people in those groups. And it's a shame to pass them over, one over because of their sexual.
Because of their gender.
And their gender.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But I don't want Bill anywhere near that White House again. Let's save the apprentices.
we've been there, done that.
Right.
Been there, done that. Let's move on.
Okay, thanks. Sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mystifying thing to me. And I blame Rush. I blame Rush Limbaugh. Front page of USA Today from yesterday. Prescription drugs find place in teen culture because of the perception that pharmaceuticals are safe drugs. That's because you have the biggest drug user out there, Rush Limbaugh, not calling a drug a drug. Not calling a drug a drug. He's a crackhead just like the way that you've disparaged other drug users. And people even have come on this show and tried to argue with me that prescription drugs are not drugs. Huh? The use of prescription drugs is not the same as going out and getting crack or going out and getting powder cocaine or going out and getting heroin or marijuana. Why? It's illegal to get drugs to use for your recreation, no matter if they came in a pill bottle with a label on it or they came from a dark alley wrapped up in a dirty piece of newspaper. It's still an illegal drug. And people like Rush Limbaugh tell the lie that it's somehow different. It's somehow a different and more acceptable class of drug abuse. No, it's not. It's no different than the pothead or the crackhead. You're just a script head. You're just a script head. Same thing. Same crime. Same addiction. Same ugliness. And I lay, if Bill Clinton is responsible for sexual depravity and young people being confused about what they should do sexually, if he is responsible for that because of the blue dress mess, then this story on the front page of USA Today about teens being confused about whether or not scripts are like crack. I lay the responsibility at the feet of the biggest drug user in America, Rush Limbaugh. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back after my break. Concerned about the IRS? I have an attorney and the director of the IRS Forum on in the next hour to help you out. Stay with me.
All over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. Yeah, feel me, brother. Stop being resistant.
that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all...
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A day late, but who's counting? President Bush is talking to reporters. This time for real today, the news conference going on in the White House Rose Garden. One of the big topics was yesterday's secret trip to Iraq.
Just returned from Baghdad. And I was inspired to be able to visit the capital of a free and democratic Iraq.
He met with the nation's prime minister and repeated to him the reasons why the U.S. is there.
The policy of the United States government is to stand with this new government and help them succeed. And we will do what it takes to help them succeed.
The prime minister may have been happy to see Mr. Bush, but followers of a radical anti-U.S. cleric weren't.
Not everyone is pleased with the new order of things in Baghdad. Thousands today protested President Bush's visit. The demonstration organized by the anti-occupation Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
ABC's Miguel Marquez in Baghdad. Hurricanes Katrina and Rita brought out the best in a lot of people and the worst. The government says there are nearly $1.5 million in bogus claims. Texas Congressman Michael McCool chairs the subcommittee that's looking into post-hurricane aid.
We were outraged, and we have referred to the Justice Department about 7,000 cases for criminal prosecution.
Some of the government's money went to vacations, a divorce lawyer, even a sex change. Doctors in Los Angeles will perform a marathon operation starting today on conjoined twins. The 10-month-old sisters are joined at the lower abdomen. The wife of a Tennessee minister is expected to plead not guilty today in the murder of her husband. A grand jury indicted Mary Winkler yesterday. Authorities say the woman confessed. Her attorney, Steve Farese, doesn't agree.
Prosecutors call it a confession. We call it a statement. I have seen that statement. It's certainly something we believe we can live with at trial.
Matthew Winkler's body was found in the couple's bedroom. Mary Winkler and her daughters fled. They were found in another state. The Dow is up 77 points, NASDAQ up 15. This is ABC News.
Thanks to Lowe's, there's never been a better time to build a deck than right now. Hurry in for new low prices on select treated lumber. Get a $50 gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase over $500 worth of Choice Deck composite decking. Get 10% off all decking components and patio furniture. All gas grills are also 10% off. Plus, get free propane exchange and assembly. Use your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, June 14th through July 9th. Offers may vary. See store for details. For the deck you've always wanted, hurry to Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my, my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that?
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Two.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
So how could you make a movie about Dallas without spending a lot of time shooting in Big D? That's what residents demanded after they learned the cast and crew would only be there for a few days. Well, not anymore. Here's ABC's David Blaustein.
Previously on Dallas. The production team behind the movie Dallas only committed to 4 days of filming in the city of Dallas.
There's a big public outcry.
Now Janice Berkland, director of the Dallas Film Commission, says the movie's producers have changed their minds.
It looks like it'll be probably 4 weeks in Dallas and 8 weeks in Louisiana.
Of course, just like the TV show, it could all just be a dream.
Good morning.
Wouldn't mind finding Patrick Duffy or Luke Wilson or whichever Bobby you want to find in my shower, I suppose.
Dallas is expected to be released sometime next year. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Need a reason to fly your stars and stripes today? Here's one. This is Flag Day. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
This WGNU News Update is brought to you by Gutter Monster from St. Clair. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, the Missouri Department of Transportation hopes a new committee will offer valuable input during the I-64 reconstruction project. The I-64 Connection Committee will provide advice about communication and traffic management to MoDOT and its contractor. Members of the committee include representatives of St. Louis City and County, the Downtown St. Louis Partnership, the St. Louis Cardinals, and several cities along the reconstruction route. Beginning next year, crews will rebuild I-64 between Spady and Sarah. The final section of Forest Park Parkway is open to traffic now. The eastbound lanes between Central and Pershing reopened yesterday afternoon. Large portions of the parkway closed in 2003 for construction of the MetroLink cross-county extension. Officials say the parkway will stay open to traffic throughout the final phases of MetroLink construction, but the work will force occasional lane closures. In Edwardsville, phone and internet service could be restored today to thousands of people who lost service yesterday. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a work crew accidentally cut AT&T cables late yesterday morning near Lincoln Middle School. Most of the southwest part of Edwardsville, including the SIU Edwardsville campus, lost service. Officials say some people may be without phone service for a couple of days. And finally, residents of Maryville, Illinois, remain under a boil water order this morning. The order was issued yesterday because of equipment failure at the Maryville Water Department. Residents are advised to boil their water until further notice. And that's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by Gutter Monster from St. Clair. Gutter Monster, gutter protection that does more than keep leaves out. Call 800-444-1884 and save 20%. Gutter Monster from St. Clair, bringing your home the very best for over 120 years. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Midas. Trust the Midas touch. There are a number of area road construction projects going on, so just use caution as you roll through the construction zones. Otherwise, northbound Illinois Route 3 to Poplar Street Bridge, no delays now. Lafayette at 18th, there's restrictions as investigators look into an early morning fire. Southbound or eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, paving operations have the right lane closed and it's just busy through the work zone. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got paving operations going on, right lanes closed, and traffic is still slow through 13th and Tudor. Carondelet at 55, there's maintenance operations going on there. South Broadway at 64, there's maintenance operations. Just use caution as you roll through some of the construction zones today. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Midas. Trust the Midas touch. What's the most important safety feature on your car? Midas believes it's the person who does your brakes. Don't trust your brakes to just anyone. Trust America's leader in brakes. Trust the Midas touch. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear, low in the upper 60s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high around 90. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 70. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell me brother, talk to me.
life is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
All men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Please don't forget that this show is archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. The station is streamed at WGNU.net, so we're always on the Internet. That's 24/7. My email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. As always, we have so much stuff to talk about. And I think, I know that given the amazing downward decline of the stock market, I probably should whisper that because folks aren't making as big a deal out of that as they should be. Given the trillions of dollars that we are spending on this war forever and ever again, amen, given all of that, given gas prices, given housing purchases concerns, the decline of housing prices. So money is on the mind of a lot of people. And there are a lot of people suffering out there. There's an art front page article in the Chicago Trib about all of the defaulting of mortgages. People are defaulting left and right. They're not able to pay their bills. How do they do that? They can't pay their bills. And it's not surprising that if people can't pay their bills for their houses, people can't pay their taxes. There are a lot of people in tax trouble out there. And three little letters to remind you of the troubles of taxpayers out there, the IRS. The IRS, when the IRS comes for you, it's usually when you are in a financially emotional weakened place, and therefore you are emotionally weakened as well. What can you do when they come gunning for you? What can you do besides be scared and feel that you have to take it? There's nothing that you can do. Well, we need to talk about that, and to facilitate that conversation, I have a former IRS attorney and the director of the IRS Forum. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. His name is Alvin Brown. Alvin Brown, good morning, and welcome to the Wake Up Call.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good this morning, thank you.
Very good. Alvin, can you talk to us about one of the most common places that people... situations that people get themselves into when they get into trouble with the IRS? What's the most common way that people do that?
Well, you know, I think contractors are having a difficult. You know, they have to pay their taxes quarterly, and they don't have withholdings, so contractors get into trouble very easily. it's a lot easier for employees who can control what their tax payments do withholding.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're a real estate broker, insurance broker, or a building contractor, and you're a 1099 employee, then it's tough for them to they don't normally have the discipline to make sure their payments are made properly. Of course, and a lot of those people, their income fluctuates.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to manage those fluctuations. But there's, I don't know, millions and millions of people who owe the IRS money. And so your point was, what do you do when they knock on your door?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing to know, and the most important thing to know, is they can't take money that you need for your reasonable and necessary living expenses. So people need their basic money. I'm talking about reasonable housing expenses, reasonable transportation expenses, food, clothing, transportation, child care, court-ordered payments. All of those types of things are treated by the IRS, by the law, as necessary expense, and they can't do that. They can't touch that income. They do it, but they're not supposed to do it. There's a statute that says they cannot levy you if it creates an economic hardship and all those things. If you're denied money, income for all those things, it does create an economic hardship according to IRS regulations.
Well, Alvin, you say that they can't do it, but they do do it. How do you stop them from doing it?
Well, any collection action is appealable, but
Before we get to the appellate part of it.
I can get those things stopped in many cases with a phone call, you know, by saying, hey, you know, you took money that these people need for food.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you took, you know, how are they going to pay the rent if you take it? They're not supposed to take that money, but they do it. And but they can be stopped. Levies on garnishments, or garnishments on income, rather, those are continuous. So they'll stay indefinitely unless you do something about it. And you can appeal those actions. You can call the IRS, the person or the service center that's garnishing, and say, hey, you're creating a hardship. And the magic code words are 6343 of the Internal Revenue Code says you cannot levy if it's going to create an economic hardship.
How do you establish that it's an economic hardship? I mean,
there are financial statements that you can fill out. The service centers will take an oral financial statement from you.
So, I guess my question is that if someone pays $350 for rent and somebody else pays $1,500 for a mortgage payment, those are two different numbers. Are we supposed to, as a person who pays $1,500, supposed to move to a $300 a month place, or do they get to stay in the $1,500?
No, they give you, they treat as reasonable for housing the average in your county. So whatever county you're living in, there is the Bureau of Labor Statistics publishes housing standards.
Okay.
And so it depends on what county you live in.
So I guess it's beneficial to live in a higher income county.
Higher income county, yes, the average housing expense is higher, and they will give you that. They will not. They will take income that exceeds your average housing expense in your county. And there are national standards for food and clothing that you don't have to prove receipts for that.
Mm-hmm. So anything above the national standards they can take?
Yes. Well, you know, there's money that you need for child care. There's money that you need for medicine. They should not take money that you need for your health insurance and your doctor bills and your prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Those are necessary expenses.
And that's regardless of what those costs are, because is there a national standard for health care?
There's national standard for food and clothing.
Okay.
That's an average. But the sky's the limit for medical expenses. That doesn't mean that they don't, you know, abuse taxpayers and take advantage of taxpayers who don't know their rights. And they do that. They'll push people around. So you just have to know what to do. But, you know, when they levy or garnish from you, there is a phone number. You can call that phone number, and if the person won't talk to you, you can ask for a manager. And if the manager won't talk to you, ask for the manager's manager. That's what I do. I keep fighting these people until I can get someone who understands they have to follow the law.
Well, Alvin, we had somebody on the show to talk about how the privatization of the IRS and the IRS workers were. We had the president of the IRS union on the show to talk about an interest that, in fact, a rule that Congress put in place that may even be in effect now, that's going to allow private companies to collect the money that is owed by the IRS. And they are not going to be bound by the same rules that bound the IRS. How do we address, do we deal with those issues?
Those are private companies, mm-hmm. and they're simply debt collectors, and you handle them the way you'd handle any debt collector. Let me just give a couple of solutions to keep the IRS off your back and the debt collectors off your back. There is law that says you can settle your tax debt for a lower amount if you can't afford to pay that amount. So, we do a lot of this work. If you owe the IRS $1 million, or it could be any amount, you can get it down to what's collectible from you. And what is collectible from you is measured by the net equity in your assets, and it's also measured by whether or not you have income in excess of your reasonable and necessary living expenses. So for somebody who's hand-to-mouth on their income, they're not collectible on their income. And, you know, unless you have if you have $10,000 in the bank or $10,000 equity in your home, then they'll reduce it to that $10,000 amount, even if you owe a larger amount. It's an offer and compromise is the name of that program. And we do tons of that work for people. It doesn't make any difference how much you owe. So, you know, a tax debt of a gazillion dollars can be reduced to $1,000 under that law.
And it depends on who you have negotiating for you? It depends on the agent that you come in contact with?
You know, unfortunately, the offer and compromise rules are managed by a collection person and a collection group with a collection manager, and this is something they don't like to do, and they don't like to even tell you qualify for it, but this is something that people ought to know about. The IRS is not a friendly IRS. They're a difficult IRS, and I'm witness to the fact that they abuse their power, they abuse their discretion, and they'll take advantage of people who are not represented. They'll beat you up in an examination, take extreme positions, and they don't normally follow their mission statement, which would be to have some integrity and be fair.
The mission statement of the IRS is to have integrity and be fair.
Yes. Their mission statement is that they're going to provide top quality service, and they're going to apply the law with integrity and fairness. I practice before the IRS. That's my specialty. That's what I do. I'm not seeing integrity. I'm not seeing fairness. What I am seeing is abusing. We talked about their levy powers. That's their collection. They're very capricious on hitting people with tax liens and ruining that credit. They do this even if there is no collection potential. They'll nail people, and that's going to inhibit their rights to buy houses, to buy cars, to get a credit card, to buy a dress, to buy food, charge gasoline. So I think that's a mean-spirited IRS. It's not one that is fair when they're just, you know, punishing people. You know that if you enter into an installment agreement with the IRS to pay a tax debt, let's say you got $5,000, you want to pay it off in 20 payments, they will nail you with a tax lien that gets published in the public records. I think that's very mean-spirited.
Wait a minute. If you fail to do it or if you agree to
it? If you agree to do it. You know, and they're rewarding you by voluntarily paying your installment agreement. It's in their manual. Their Internal Revenue Manual says that there's a mandatory lien that they will file in the public records if you agree to pay your tax debt in installments. An installment agreement is what they call it. Now, this is one of the reasons why I formed the IRS Forum. It's irsforum.org. it's so that, you know, it's a taxpayer's platform, it's a taxpayer's forum, so that we can aggregate all of these abuses that the IRS does and empower people by the size of that group. So if you have an abuse of power on a garnishment of wages or abuse on a lien, and we have 100, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, eventually that's going to get the attention of the media, you know, the newsprint, the magazines, and it'll get the attention of Congress. So the thesis, the premise of the IRS Forum is to help taxpayers organize against the IRS and pass the message to Congress that the tax laws are not being administered fairly.
And in terms of putting this, reporting this, even after you enter into an agreement, an installment agreement, they don't have to report that, do they? They don't have to file it.
No. There's no statute that says you must, you know, the IRS must file a tax lien. It's discretionary. There's no law that says they must do it. That's why I think, as a professional, that is, it's mean-spirited, and I'm sure it sounds mean-spirited to you and your audience.
Well, and of course it sounds mean-spirited. And my other question to you is, since it is discretionary, it is not determined by statute, then there must be some people out there that are not receiving this kind of treatment.
Yeah, that's true, except that their manual says if you owe them over $5,000, they can do it and should do it. Now, my practice experience is that even though it's discretionary, a lot of IRS office will always file a lien in the public records if you owe them more than $5,000 or more. I had a client who's in the government contracting business, and having clean credit is critical to his to their getting government contracts. And I fought that very, very hard, and they would not back down. They took it through IRS appeals. They would not remove the lien, even though that jeopardizes their ability to provide work to the Department of Defense as a government contractor.
Mm.
So, you know what the worst of it is? That lien stays there until the debt's paid off, and the credit agencies keep it on their credit report for the next 7 years. So, you know,
If it only takes you 4 months to pay this off, it's on for 10 years.
Yeah. It could be
7 years.
1 month. You're exactly right. It can be on for 4 months. You paid it off. The credit reports have it. Now, I've tried to get to the bottom of that. I've called the credit agencies. Will they take it off? They say they'll take it off only if the IRS asks them to take it off. And the IRS does not report to the credit agency. So when your tax debt is paid off, you can get a release from the IRS. But the IRS will not send that release to the credit agencies, and they will not tell the credit agencies to take it off your credit report. That's not what they do. Now, also, that's the kind of thing that really aggravates me and bothers me, and that's one of the things I want to bring to the attention of the Congress and bring to the attention of the rest of America. And these are the kind of issues that I would like to see in the IRS forum. In other words, look, if you complain to your congressmen, your senators, they can't interfere with the IRS. So what do we do? Well, you know, this is why I've created the IRS.
Wait a minute. Back up for a second. What do you mean that your congressperson can't, you take a complaint to them, they can't go to the IRS? What do you mean they can't interfere?
Well, you know, separation of powers. They can't interfere with the work of an administrative agency.
Well, they can mess with their budget. They can, I mean, there's all kinds.
No, they do that, but not in this specific case.
Okay, gotcha.
So, you know, you got Joe Smith out there, and the IRS beats up on Joe Smith and abuses the heck out of Joe Smith, and you go to your congressman, your senator, and they can't do a squat about it. They'll write a courtesy letter to the IRS, and the taxpayer advocate is not a big help either.
Tell us about we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I want you to talk to us about what a tax lien is and how that impacts folks. I'm Liz Brown. I'm talking to Alvin Brown. He's a former IRS attorney and the director of the IRS Forum. He's joining us in Washington, D.C. Stay with us.
No more trouble. No more trouble.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Listen to the How Good God Is radio broadcast with Pastor Charles Hilton every Saturday at 5:30 p.m. at WGNU Radio 920 AM dial.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your companion animals. Animal Tales, every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU.
A wilderness first aid and remote area rescue certification course will be held from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday at the Alpine Shop on Kirkwood Road. Cost of the course is $125 with a discount available for scouts and scout leaders. The certification meets the requirements for the American Camping Association, Boy Scouts of America, and National Park Service. To register or receive an outdoor program guide, call 636-391-3474. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. The time has come to air my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd. Everyone's got their own opinion. And you know, I should not mind.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and I am talking to Alvin Brown. He's a former IRS attorney, the director of the IRS Forum. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. And Alvin, tell us about liens that the IRS files. What's that?
Well, if you owe the IRS any kind of a debt, you know, it could be $10. There's what they call a statutory lien. It doesn't go into public records, but, you know, the IRS will have priority over other creditors who come after them. They can't file that in the public records, and that's the killer. Because, and that's, you know, when it goes into the public records, all of the credit agencies pick it up, and that's going to decimate your credit ratings. And then the IRS will have priority over, you know, anyone else, even a good faith purchaser. So if you sell a house with a tax lien, that lien sticks with the house.
Mm.
So, you know, it's their ways, and then the house is sold, and the first proceeds will go to the mortgage that preceded the IRS tax lien, and then to the IRS. If there's any money left over, it'll go to the person who sells the house. The devastating part of it is how it really kills people's credit.
And they're not supposed to report that.
Well, they don't have to.
No, they don't have
to. It's totally discretionary. And here's what troubles me. They do it when it's meaningless. I mean, what if you don't own real estate? So why do it? What happens when they hit a business, let's say a service business, or any kind of a business, with a tax lien? Well, how does the business function? They can't buy inventory. Who's going to sell them inventory? And suppose the business is a service business and there's no assets and they're losing money. All they're doing is ruining their credit. It makes sense if there is, let's say, a lot of equity. Let's say you owe the IRS $5,000 and there's $50,000 equity. You know, then I can understand the IRS wants to protect its $5,000 interest in taxes by putting a lien on the property because there's equity there. So the property sold will get their $5,000. Where it's mean-spirited and meaningless is when people don't have those assets. And they're not collectible because of reason, because they can't touch their necessary expenses. They can't get money that they need for those necessary expenses, and they're pretty much don't have any serious assets. Most people have a car loan. The average person out there is basically not a wealthy person, and so when you hit those people with tax liens, it's meaningless because all the IRS is doing is doing something that's counterproductive, and it's counterproductive to the economy because businesses without tax liens can create jobs, they can create income, and people who don't have a tax lien, they can buy houses, they can buy cars, they can get credit cards and spend money, and that's healthy for the economy.
They can pay back their debts.
And they can pay back their debt. You know what happens to people with a garnishment that they can't stop? They quit their jobs. And then they work on the edge of the economy. Mm. So that's not helpful either. Now, by the way, I'd just like your audience to know that the IRS Forum is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3 educational organization.
And what will people find when they go to IRS Forum?
Well, what I want to do is simply help people organize per issue. So you get all the lien people or the levy people and the examination people, and the IRS is doing their mean stuff to each of them. These groups can be empowered by being part of a larger group. So I want really is for them, I won't know who they are. In other words, there's no private data or personal data. They can input their data, their experience, and I don't care if they name names. Who is the son of a gun person who did this to you? What's his name? What's the manager's name? What office is that? And then suppose in the St. Louis office, you have the same person, who is just meaner than all get out, doing all these bad things. Well, that data is important because this is data that's going to be out to the public, and we're going to make what the IRS does visible. So the purpose of the forum is transparency of the IRS so we can identify all the bad things the IRS does. And so that transparency can be effective oversight. And when it's out there, in size, then I'm sure that the media will pick it up and then Congress will see it. So what we want better law. We want better law to protect taxpayers. We don't want to let the IRS have unbridled discretion to do things that are meaningless and counterproductive to the economy. We don't want meaningless liens that are going to kill credit and inhibit their ability to buy assets and property.
Let me get to a few callers here that have a question for you. XX Peter?
Yeah, I wonder if your guest could make a comment on the innocent spouse provision and how does that work?
If you have... when you have a joint tax return and only one, one of the spouses, let's say the wife, doesn't know what's going on, here's the tax return, sign it, honey. She signs it, and there's a big liability. She'd know, let's say it's business income and there's a lot of unreported income. Well, she's an innocent spouse. Now, there is law that says that an innocent spouse will not have a tax liability even if she signed the tax return if she didn't know or had reason to know of the tax liability or the problems of her husband. Now, you don't have a joint liability problem if you don't sign a joint return. It only comes up when you sign a joint return and there is one spouse who didn't know all the bad things the other spouse is doing. So, but anyhow, the way the law is, it depends on whether that innocent spouse knew or had reason to know. Now, that's a discretionary issue. In other words,
really, how do you prove that?
Well, it's a facts and circumstances issue. It's a heavily litigated issue, and guess what? The IRS is not necessarily generous in those issues. And on the innocent spouse issue, that would be a category I'd put into the IRS form, because there's a lot. I mean, look, in a lot of marriages, there's one person that runs the financial show. They make all the financial decisions, and they're the person bringing in the bread. And the other spouse is, you know, let's say a housewife, a mother, and focused on those things. She doesn't know. But the IRS can say, well, you signed the return, you read it, and the answer is, well, I didn't read it, and I didn't know. Well, how'd you get the big car, and where'd the money come from that bought you your boat? So if there are objective factors that would signal the other spouse that you know, something was going on, there's extra income, and, you know, that would be the kind of set of facts and circumstances that would look at. You know, anytime the IRS has discretion, you can count on them to be, in my opinion, unreasonable and not necessarily fair.
What recommendations do you make in terms of representation? What should you look for in representation if you decide to go out there and get some?
Yeah, well, taxes is based on law, all right? Now, who can best handle a legal issue? An attorney. So, you know, there's a lot of accountants and CPAs who, you know, do bookkeeping and do tax returns, but they really aren't lawyers looking to, I mean, they're not reading the cases, they're not interpreting the law, they don't follow that as a scene.
And a CPA is not an advocate, an attorney is an advocate.
Well, some CPAs can represent people before the IRS.
I understand that, but I mean in terms of their roles, lawyers are advocates by nature.
Yeah, well, lawyers, that's what they do. That's mm-hmm. That's part of what they're trained to do, is to be a strong advocate. By the way, you got to be a very strong advocate with the IRS. And so, I mean, I'm on the, you know, I let them have it. I'm a tax attorney, and by the way, my domain is irstaxattorney.com.
irstaxattorney.com. Let me get to another question here. Tim, you have a question for our guest.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering why he's not making the kind of recommendations that's going to help. See, the IRS isn't even interested in you if you owe a fair amount of money and you don't have anything that they can attach. You should businessman should not, first off, operate as an individual. He should operate as a corporation. And where you have property and automotive equipment, you should have it in another corporation and put your different relatives' names as part of the corporation. That way the IRS can't bother you.
Okay, let me let Alvin speak to that.
Well, I mean, you don't want to be accused of hiding assets from the IRS and creating some kind of a fraudulent situation. I mean, I wouldn't recommend that. And also, the IRS uses substance over form rationale. They can penetrate a corporation. There's a lot of court cases that say, is this a real corporation? Should we look at the substance and say it's really an alter ego of an individual, and they can do that. So, you can try that, but it's not going to work. I don't think it's going to work.
And how can you advocate that someone that a client do something like that, because that's intentionally hiding assets, you know?
No, it's easy for the IRS to penetrate. There's a lot of case law on that.
And I need you to give out the website information one more time, please.
It's the www.irsforum.org, and mine is irstaxattorney.com.
And I want to thank you very much, Alvin Brown, former IRS attorney and director of IRS Forum, for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. Stay with me.
After all this time, now things change.
travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to find washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves? It's Father's Day. Get a great deal for your father. Get him something that he wants. Get him something special. Get on down to Sears. Tools, TVs, DVD players, all kinds of stuff. Get down there. Father's Day. Get your shop on at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Tell him I told you to.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Dubai. Remember the outcry earlier this year when it came to light that a company from the United Arab Emirates wanted to purchase the operating rights of six ports in the United States? Well, although that deal got scratched, another one has gone through that allows a United Arab Emirates-owned company to provide ship husbanding services to some 200 ports around the world, many of which are used by American military vessels. Ship husbanding involves providing supplies, transporting crew members, and providing security to vessels that make port calls. Members of Al-Qaeda posed as workers for a boat crew to achieve the bombing of the USS Cole while it was docked in Yemen in 2000. The Arab company is called Ithmar Ship Services, and it recently purchased a British-based company that was involved in the same type of operation. Shipping analysts say they are surprised the American Congress and people let this development pass under their radar screens. And Dateline Washington. Just in case you missed it, members of the House of Representatives got a $3,300 pay hike on Tuesday, taking their salary up to $168,500 a year. The 2% cost of living raise is the seventh in a row for both the House and Senate. The raise also applies to the Vice President, who is President of the Senate, as well as congressional leaders and Supreme Court justices. Just so you know, Dick Cheney and House Leader Dennis Hastert get $212,000 a year, and leaders of the Senate parties get $183,500. The $400,000 a year President Bush gets is not affected by this cost of living adjustment. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Break out the aspirin. Brett Rosen delivers head-thumping talk radio at WGNU.net.
Hi, I'm John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table, a program about food and wine and enjoying yourself every Tuesday at noon. So tune in here on WGNU 920 AM.
Does your life need to be energized? Are you in need of some direction and clarity? Is your stuff dragging you down?
Tune into Sort It Out with Lori and Claire, Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. We'll help you find the courage to make a change in your life.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. And don't forget, you have a wonderful opportunity. Fire. Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. It is their, it's time for their fourth annual golf tournament Saturday at the Grand Marias Golf Course at Golf Club at 4500 Pocket Road. That's in East St. Louis, Illinois. For more information, 393-3231. Guy Jennings, it's still time to get your entry fee. It's $70, but $35 of it is tax deductible. That's the entry fee per person. That includes the green fee, the cart, the tournament prizes, the food and the beverages. Come on, there's only a few spots left Saturday at the Grand Marias Golf Club. It's all for charity, fire, charitable fund. The fourth annual golf tournament. Join up, be part of it. It's all for charity. 393-3231. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Please don't forget that Saturday also is the Urban Institute at the Firehouse, 1020 North Taylor. So be there. Irene J. Smith and myself, we're going to be talking about the issues. We have our homework assignment to discuss. We're going to be talking about the voter rights bill, or the voter protection, or the voter ID bill, all of that and the impact on our community. You want to be there for that this Saturday at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. And my number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I am still very troubled by a story that I started for you an hour ago. I talked about this in conjunction with Rush Limbaugh, his being a farmhead, short for pharmaceuticals. He's a farmhead. There are these things called farm parties. Kids go to farm parties, short for pharmaceuticals. Bio-cotton, sound like Rush Limbaugh? Oxycontin, Sigerson. These parties are designed, put together by people that are hooked on these farms. And they down fistfuls of prescription drugs. Back in the day, they called them pill popping. And these people don't think anything's wrong with it. And if you think it's just teenagers that think there's nothing wrong with it, all you have to do is run back through the tapes of when Rush Limbaugh showed that he was a pill popping farm head, pharmaceutical head. The defense of him was just crazy. Just crazy. And I submit to you, drug-induced. For somebody to call my show and say it's not the same, these are prescription drugs, shut up. You're attempting to defend the indefensible because of your politics. Madness. So these babies out here pushing on this stuff, taking this stuff in, their role model and all of their role models, defenders out there, say there's nothing wrong with it, imply there's nothing wrong with it, suggest that there is not, defend that there's nothing wrong with it, or it's not the same as. Yes, it is, and everything is wrong with it. Gary.
Yeah, Liz, you make that sound like the Kennedy guy, too, your Democratic buddy with his drug problem.
That's outrageous as well. No problem with that. I'm consistent. Outrageous as well.
What I call about, last night on CNN, they had Representative Biden, your big top leader Democrat, and he was
Wait a minute. If you're going to say your, I have to respond to that. I have been kicking Biden's behind for a long time. He is inconsistent. He's a flip-flopper, and he's a fake. Go ahead.
He apologized for ever saying anything about Karl Rove, which I really, I would expect you to do the same thing.
Why is that?
To apologize for everything.
Why is that?
Because
Why
the man
that?
Has been totally cleared.
How is, wait a minute, how has he been cleared? What was the process of clearing him?
Because the prosecutor said there is no way, and this was a
Wait a minute. Quote the prosecutor. Quote the prosecutor. Give me the exact words that the prosecutor said.
Prosecutor said there is nothing to indict with Mr. Rove.
Okay, so that there's no evidence for the indictment. And how is that clearing somebody?
Totally clear that he's not going to be indicted.
He
there's
says that
they're
not,
there.
That there's not, no, he didn't say that there's nothing there. He said that there's not evidence to indict him. That doesn't mean that there's nothing there.
You need to apologize.
Apologize for what?
For everything you've said.
What have I said? What have I said that wasn't true?
You said how they were going to convict this man. He's going to go to jail. I've heard you say all this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be on your knees apologizing to the public.
You know what? I know that your fantasy may be of me on my knees, but I'm not going to be there. Okay? I'm not going to go there. Because you're chasing your fantasy, and I am not going to participate in that. The fact of the matter is that what you are defending is the indefensible. You are defending a man that was part of the exposure of one of our own Americans. A woman. I mean, let's go there as well. He assisted in the exposure of a female spy to the detriment of the United States government and the United States organization of the CIA. If that's not un-American, I don't know what is. And in addition, he violated his responsibility when he told that secret. Is that an indictable offense? No. Does that mean that he hasn't done anything wrong? So are you saying in order to be guilty of a crime, in order to be guilty of wrongdoing, in order to be criticized for your failure to adhere to your civic responsibility, moral responsibility, and your oath to the American citizens, we've got to catch you with pictures? No, we don't. Karl Rove is a criminal, and there's a phrase for that, unindicted co-conspirator. Ask a prosecutor what that means. William, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. May I interject something for that criminal-minded buffoon that just got off the air?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what the prosecutor stated was there was nothing found to indict him on perjury. Let's get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to call in a radio station with an idiotic statement, get it right. Perjury. Didn't say anything about the other charges. Okay? Now, the man, just like Liz just said, the man is crooked just like his boss is crooked. And then once you wake up to the fact that they are crooked and that this isn't a crooked and corrupt administration, then the American people, the public, can get them out of there and return this country to the state that it used to be in, that it should be in. And I wake up, people. Wake up. Thanks, Liz.
You're on the wake-up call. Good morning, Gerald. Gerald, you're on the wake-up call. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. Tomorrow is Thursday. That means that it is Justice for Reggie Thursday. Eye on the Lou Thursday. We have much to talk about. You don't want to miss that. Let me get to one more caller here. Vicki.
Hey, Liz.
Good morning.
I was laying here. Listen, you tell that lady you bow to nobody but God.
There you go.
And thank you.
All right. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.